Well, it's time for a very special guest now. Here he is, Santa!
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is the season for joy and giving. But let's also not forget that, unfortunately, it's the season for accidents caused by drunk driving. Did you know that the holidays are when the most DUIs and drinking-related accidents occur?
This is like that little Greta girl with the global warming.
Buzzkill! Please, be sure to celebrate the season responsibly, because last holiday season, the most drunk driving accidents than ever before...
Trying to have fun here, Santa.
Okay, come on. All Santa is saying is that drinking and driving during the holidays...
Okay, thank you, Santa. That was wonderful and informative.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Weekend Show. The Weekend Ruin Mike Show from the DealsNadie.com studios. I sound so excited, don't I, for the weekend? Truth is, I'm just kind of, I don't know, I feel like I'm just sleepwalking into the holidays.
Ah, yeah.
Do you have carbon monoxide poisoning?
I don't know, I think my brain's on empty for the year.
Ah. It's a symptom.
I think I need time off.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm not phoning it in, but maybe I am phoning it in. I'm putting in the time, but it seems like, oh, I think I'm out of material for the year, almost.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, there's another week to go.
We'll be fine. Something will happen.
I know. We'll get through it. Next thing you know, it'll be January 2nd.
Oh, boy.
If you want to laugh at something to wake up, have you seen the new trailer for Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
It's really good. You saw it, Trudy.
Yeah. It was really...
Well, I'm just so excited there's another season of Curb. I mean,
yeah.
Very few things happen in this world that excite me like this. As silly as that might seem.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Well, let's take a look. Hold on. First, we're on Facebook Live. Oh, we can't really watch this on Facebook Live, can we?
No, we'll have to wait until we're done.
Okay. Facebook Live and all the Facebook smartasses commenting. Wait, what's sorry you lost? Why is someone saying sorry you lost on Facebook? What, did I say I lost something? Someone lose?
So you're not very
oh,
focused.
Oh, your brain. You lost your brain.
Oh, okay. Facebook Live brought to you by GrowGreen MI, Michigan's largest grow supply. Don't pay $400 an ounce buying your weed from the rec dispensaries. Grow your own with help from GrowGreen MI. They have kits with everything you need to start growing your own green today and a staff of master growers to help guide you. GrowGreen MI and M36 and Whitmore Lake are online at growgreenmi.com.
We're smoking reefer.
Somebody just emailed me and said that they're picking up a friend at the Flint airport.
Ugh,
and their friend wanted to stay at the airport and drink $7 beer there because they thought it was reasonable.
Was there shopping there?
I don't know. It seems there's some Maz influence somewhere.
Oh my
Although
God.
I think the person was coming in from out of town. But
first thing I do when I get to an airport after flying is
get
out of it. I don't want to be anywhere near an airport.
I guess maybe they have cheap, fancy beers at the Flint airport.
No.
Yeah, right.
Everything's over.
Lovely, lovely airport, though, Bishop.
Well, the person that emailed said she wouldn't stand for it.
Good.
She bolted.
Good.
The whole thing was kind of Mazawayan, I guess you might say.
If we had a Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of New Terms we've invented, that would be one, Mazawayan.
I don't know if it'll ever get there. What's we have any Hall Financial Hotline activity today, potentially?
Sure. We could call Stan. We could call Stan.
Stan can't be called until 6.
There's a fun story. Well, maybe it's not so fun for the people involved, but these two friends went to the Green Bay Packers game.
Yeah.
Went to a bar afterwards, kept drinking. Got in their car, drove home, proceeded to get in an argument about something, and one friend beat the crap out of the other, which, you know, not that fun of a story until you realize the argument was over the TV show How I Met Your Mother. But there's no other information
given.
That
show is so
boring.
That show is so old.
It's not a show fighting over, is it?
I want to hear K-Bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
That is the best blow-off.
I don't know what part. What would you fight over?
Nothing. There's no reason to fight over him.
I think Jerry Van Dyke was on that show.
What?
No.
How I Met Your Mother? No.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I'm thinking of My Mother the Car. Tom Mazzaway is in my brain, apparently.
Very Mazzian of you.
My Mother the Car. Wasn't that like the oldest show ever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think
one of the oldest.
I think Jerry Van. So I think, what's his name?
It was funny because cars were just invented then.
What was that?
Stan would know the show.
Oh,
I think
sure.
He would.
Yeah,
I know.
Financial Hotline. Here we are in December. Mortgage interest rates remain as low as they've been at any point this year. A lot of people feel like, did I miss the boat? No. No, you didn't miss the boat. And Hall Financial takes special care of the podcast listeners. Look how quickly they close these things. The industry averaged 44 days. 17 of the last 22 were ready to close in 10 days or less.
And I know.
We just had someone save $20,000 with a 3.6 interest rate. Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
DrewandMike.HallFG.com. Give yourself a present for Christmas. Refinance your house and make lower payments for the next, I don't know, 25 years?
Well,
however long your mortgage is.
That's cool.
See if you can work it out. Hey, if not, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and nothing lost. Hall Financial. Go to 248-308-5000. Or click the link on our website, NMLS number 1467435, for Hall Financial.
Okay, bye.
You won't be disappointed. I love that. I was just dying when you kept hitting it over Karen.
Karen, yeah.
Okay, bye.
She wouldn't get off the phone.
And then she said it herself.
She did.
That's probably how a real phone conversation goes between the two.
Yeah. I could
see. He's trap clapping, and he's going, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I don't think it's the first time he said okay bye so quickly and dismissively.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
So I was getting livid watching coverage of Tekashi 6ix9ine today. You guys read about it, that at all? And I didn't even care about this person, but
yeah,
he's written this real ass kissy letter to the judge.
Oh.
Which is really kind of funny. I mean, here's this guy. I'm in this gang, I'm in the red.
Pussy.
It's really wimpy, isn't it?
You snitch.
I mean, I really almost feel that way. I feel like I'm in the gang or something. Oh, dare you snitch.
I know, but he is doing the right thing, isn't he?
Well, he is, but you know, to act like he's such a badass and he stands for so much, and you know, he had his gang and his videos, for Christ's sake. And the part that bothers me the most is not what he did. Although he probably won't last long in the real world, or so it sounds.
Well,
why does he want to get out?
It's hard to spot.
Yeah, he is. Oh, really, yeah. He's made a lot of enemies now.
He's not going by Tekashi 6ix9ine anymore. He's Daniel Hernandez.
Mm.
It's kind of funny.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
He doesn't seem so unique and cool anymore, does he? Is Daniel Hernandez?
No.
Danny?
So, anyway, they keep talking about, and I've heard a number of people say this, well, why don't we give him a second chance?
That's soft society's decision for everything.
But wait, a second chance? Wouldn't this be like the 500th chance? This isn't somebody who just made a mistake.
Yeah.
Because, okay, if we were really talking about a second chance, that would have been when, let's see, there was the video with the nude 13-year-old.
Was that the second thing?
No, that was one of the first things. Many other things. Then there was something else. I forgot what it was. He was on like double, triple secret probation because of the 13-year-old that was nude on Instagram.
Ooh, yeah.
And then there was something else. And it was like, okay, you're going to jail. There's no way around it. You're on probation for this other thing. They gave you all the breaks in the world. And the judge surprised everyone by extending his probation, I believe.
Now you have one more chance.
And so, help me out here. Wasn't it Tekashi who the next day went to confront this record label guy, and there was a shooting?
It was his security guard.
Yeah,
they were celebrating.
It was his people. He and his entourage were out, and this guy ends up being shot because his people were confronting this guy about his record deal or something to that effect. So, I mean, right there, I'm going, this is so stupid. It's so dumb that you gave him probation there. Then they find out that, oh, what do you know? He's in all these armed robberies, and, you know, he is a part of this gang. And
sorry, not sorry.
So we're not talking about a second chance.
Yeah, he's also had assault, and he got busted selling heroin.
Well, and it's all he videotaped.
Sorry.
A lot of it, they had videotape of it. It wasn't even something you say, well, I didn't really do that.
Well, now he's trying to get another chance, a fifth chance.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Who wouldn't do that?
You know, of course he would. And he has the money to have lawyers who are actually able to create this idea that this is just a second chance.
Yeah.
No, it's not a second chance. Get out of here.
If I'm God, too.
What's that?
In the course of this, he's sort of found God now.
Oh, is he saying that?
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know about that part.
He knows it was God's plan all along.
Oh, it's God's plan.
Find the light.
Oh, I see.
Didn't he grovel to the judge, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the letter.
I guess I was wrong. I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
Oh, come on. Give that guy another chance.
And the worst thing of all is that his music sucks. It's terrible.
Does the rainbow come out of his hair yet?
No, but they were speculating on whether, is he going to cut his hair? Is he going to dye his hair? What colors?
Who cares?
Would he wear a turtleneck to cover up some of those tattoos on his neck just a bit more respectful and presentable for the judge?
You know, he's like
still did what he did.
Brandon's got pictures of him up. He's like the first guy going into a court wearing a suit that it really doesn't make him look that much better because he's got shit all over his face.
He looks ridiculous in a suit.
Yeah.
Got Jigsaw tattooed on his cheek.
Little Danny Hernandez.
You know, call me okay, boomer me, but I'm just not. I'm not up with tattoos on the face. I don't know, for some reason I'm not at that
place. Carter looks great.
Who?
Aaron Carter.
Yeah, his looks fantastic.
Tyson looks pretty sweet.
Tyson's actually is the only one.
Lil Wayne. It fits Lil Wayne.
Anyway, there's a letter from Daniel Hernandez to Judge Engelmeyer. He's overwhelmed with emotion. Grateful for the opportunity to express my remorse to you, Your Honor. Your Honor. This is it. Now, I'm kind of pissed off. I thought you were so street.
King New York, looking for the queen.
You had street cred.
Let these big bitches know, nigga.
This guy?
Queens, Brooklyn.
Let me find a better
niggas
one.
Niggas envy, got the stiffy, got the
so, do you think maybe he didn't write this letter, or maybe a lawyer wrote it?
Well, it's very possible. I also understand he's already working on his next album.
Oh, cool. Is it going to be released as Danny Hernandez?
Yeah, maybe it'll be like a... what if it's like love songs? Maybe he goes down a different road.
Pop these niggas like a willy nigga. You a silly nigga. In a hole with them billy niggas.
Don't use the same word to rhyme with us. What? Can't use the same word to rhyme with itself.
I know I'm being a square, but why do people like that song? Honestly, it's just one of those things...
Banger.
Okay. I guess that's really good.
You like the beat, you know?
I don't want it, you could keep the horse you feeding for some more in New York.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't relate to it. Maybe it's just... Maybe there's a lot of people in that world that find that to be just wonderful, relatable, melodic.
Okay, boomer.
Anyway, he says, well, I've been incarcerated. Well, he goes on to say you have no idea how hard the last year has been. Well, I've been incarcerated. I've had time to reflect on the recklessness and foolishness of my decision.
Fake! What a liar.
I wake up every morning asking myself, was it worth it? I know that my life...
And I answer, yes, it was.
I know. I did it over and over.
I had a lot of fun and had a lot of money at one time.
I know that my life will never be the same, but hopefully this change will be for the better, because beyond all this, I still consider myself a role model?
To millions.
69.
To millions of people as an artist, a celebrity, and as a human being? What? I'm happy the public is able to witness me dealing with the consequences of my action, because I feel like it sheds a light on what can come from gang affiliation. I know this is part of the plan that God has for me, and I'm confident I'm ready to face this thing head on.
I'm sorry. I
dissociated myself from Nine Trey, but I knew that it would come with a price. And from previous incidents, the gang would retaliate against me for denouncing in public. Prior to my arrest, I was kidnapped by members of the gang, became aware of the fact that the mother of my child was having sexual relations with one of my... You think he's ever said sexual relations?
Not only did he not write this, I wonder if he could even read this.
Good question.
Did
they should
bang
ask him
my
to.
Wife?
Sexual relations with one of my co-defendants, and that they were stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from me. I had a feeling of relief when I was arrested by the government because I felt stuck, like the gang had control of my life. I would never be able to escape. Oh, yeah, you're relieved.
So many people have been stealing my money.
I know that I'm not a victim because my actions contributed to this mess. I've had plenty of time to reflect since the time I assessed myself. Are you remorseful because what happened or because you were caught? He did not write this.
No, there's no way he wrote it.
I know now that I'm remorseful for what happened because I'm blessed with the gift of an opportunity that most people dream of. What opportunity is he talking about?
A second, 15th chance.
You mean when he snitches on everybody because he puts himself ahead of everyone else? Yeah. It's all about him, every step of the way, isn't it?
I know he kind of was. His whole life's been about himself.
This is the gift of an opportunity most people dream of, but I squandered it by getting involved with the wrong people. You're running around with the wrong crowd, Tekashi 69. And misrepresenting myself when I should have been true to myself and my fans.
Oh, that wasn't the real him then?
Guess not.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry to the victims. I'm truly sorry for the harm I've caused. If given a second chance. This is not a second chance! I don't care what you have to say it!
So I want the judge. Me there's a chance.
I want the judge to sentence him to, you stay in there until you are no longer hip at all. No one is interested in your music career, and you can't sell any records.
Well, if he goes back to the block, won't he just be? Won't they have their own kind of justice for him?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that fucker gets out and starts selling a bunch of records, are you?
Gets out or stays in? If he's probably got a bunch of stuff recorded, he'll make records.
If he gets out, he's going to be dead. Under a lot of duress. People are very upset that he snitched at him. Not just this Nine Trey gang, but even people who aren't affiliated with that gang. We've heard Snoop Dogg. We've heard a whole bunch of other rappers calling this guy a snitch.
Look how Brandon's got this sort of communication with the street.
He does.
Well, I see so many different memes about this guy. He is public enemy number one. He's going to struggle if he's out. And he can't go into witness protection.
Snitches get stitches.
You know, you can't be Tommy 58. You know, you can't just change that. Maybe he can get that lasered off his face, but...
You know what? His girlfriend got a 6'9 on her boob.
Nice.
Well, shouldn't he have told her that he was going to become Daniel Hernandez before she did that?
69.
Yeah, I mean, for her, it could just change its meaning.
Yeah, 69 is pretty universal.
Yeah.
I guess she could say, I like 6'9.
Yeah.
69.
Or she's a big fan of, what football player wore 69?
Nobody.
What? There has to be a lineman somewhere.
And then, you know, as if that doesn't make us feel good enough about the way the legal system works, Harvey Weinstein, as a settlement with more than 30 actresses... For $25 million, and everyone agrees, this really got him off pretty easy because he eliminated all these females he assaulted, and it only cost $25 million, and his insurance company pays for it. Where do I buy this insurance that insures me against murder, rape, raping dozens of women?
You don't want to see that premium. Imagine the premium Harvey Weinstein.
Well, OJ got, OJ's remember OJ insurance? Had the, he had murder insurance?
Yeah. Murder insurance.
How can you have multiple rape insurance? What is that? I mean, isn't that bizarre?
Like I said, the premium is probably so high.
What kind of insurance is this? Can somebody in the insurance industry explain to me how this works?
I'm just saying.
Is there somebody possibly who listens who sells murder insurance?
You've just been juiced.
Buy some.
Or rape insurance.
I don't need rape insurance. Rape.
You know, the interesting thing about this...
Who are you killing?
I might want to kill somebody. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, if you have the insurance, doesn't it make it a little easier to go out and murder?
Totally would.
I would feel better if I had the insurance. Like,
if car insurance, you're probably going to drive a little safer, maybe.
Except I didn't know when I didn't have car insurance.
You've been juiced.
I just unknowingly saved money. Although it was exciting to find out that I'd save all that money. Anyway... This insurance company, not only is it rape insurance, but they pay his legal fees, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
His $12 million in legal fees. And on top of that, there are a few actresses who will not settle. They won't join the settlement. Yeah. So there's apparently, I guess, around $500,000 per actress. Mm-hmm. And that could amount to anywhere from, $3 to $5 million. That money goes to Harvey to defend himself against them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It makes a
lot
of
sense. How cute is that?
Yeah. Wow.
Why does this guy always win somehow? Has he spent a day in jail, even a minute in jail?
It's because he walked in with a walker, and they were all sympathetic. And
not!
And then, I mean, it seems to me he's living his Harvey Weinstein life pretty much.
He isn't. Look at him, man.
Some girl yelled at him.
I don't believe that.
He's not raping anybody recently.
I don't believe that walker, though. Here's actual audio.
I bet he's banging chicks. I bet she's banging chicks.
Here's actual audio with that walker when he was leaving the courthouse.
I got a little getting even to do.
He was running faster than I've ever seen anybody with a walker move.
I was talking to my mom and I brought that up, the whole walker thing. She's, oh my gosh, was he faking? Even my mom.
Oh, your mom? I love that.
She knew he was faking it.
How cool is that?
Which led into a whole discussion again of how come every walker has to have tennis balls.
I guess mom do knows best.
You know, when Harvey Weinstein says tennis balls just on it, you know something's really
wrong.
Just
make him with the tennis ball. You okay?
Yeah, I am. I was just looking at this daunting something.
I'm
very
just
daunting.
Saying.
It's not that daunting. Can you handle this, Trudy? Dr. Yaldo?
Trudy's got to go take a dump again.
Luke, no. Damn it. Read all the commercials to avoid this.
Oh, God.
Just
is
that
there something
Yaldo.
In between?
Sounds like one of those 15 flushers.
Is there something in between the dump and the copy? Or... No. Okay. Just go.
No,
right
just
in.
Go into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zach
Dump
Ford
is unassociated
excited.
Yeah, there's been worse.
To announce a new member of the Hottest Seal staff in Oakland County. Drum roll, please.
I'm never ready for that.
It is. Starting immediately, Jim Bentley is ready and waiting to take care of all your automotive needs at South Ford and Holly.
All right.
Getting a new vehicle is supposed to be fast, fun, simple, and easy. And working with Bentley is going to be
just doing some work here.
All that in a bag of chips. Better still, Zat Ford's holiday trifecta has clearly destroyed Brandon's garbage locks of the week and will continue to do so now through the end of the year. In case you've been living under a rock, here's Zat Ford's lock of the month. Part one, get 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, on top of the 0% loan, you're going to make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. And finally, lock of all locks, part three. In addition to 0% financing, no payment for 90 days, Zat Ford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yep, Zat Ford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. You can call Anthony and Jim Bentley right now and activate your locked trifecta at 248-215-5151. The magical trifecta number, 248-215-5151. And hurry, because when the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket from our friends at Zat Ford.
Jimmy, let's go.
Luke. Start your engines.
Luke or Yaldo?
Yaldo?
Yeah,
because 2020, you can get 2020.
2020.
Coming up, December is gift-giving time, but you could also give yourself the gift of sight, 2020 vision, or better, in 2020. And also, the only way to have precision near and far vision without glasses, contact lenses, and those annoying reading glasses is with safe, reliable, state-of-the-art procedures like the ones that you get at Yaldo Eye Center, Michigan's number one eye clinic. Custom LASIK offered by Dr. Yaldo gives his patients better than 20/20, the medical standard for perfect vision. And his multifocal lens exchange for people 45 and over will forever eliminate the need for reading glasses, along with 20/20 far vision. And if you have a Flex or health savings account that expires at the end of the year, which is how far away? 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks.
Then you're going to want to get in there so you can use it up and give the best gift you can give yourself no matter what you come in for or whatever procedure. Find out what works for you. The evaluation is free. Get the best and pay the least. Dr. Yaldo will also gladly beat any competing offer you may have gotten elsewhere. Just call 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Okay, bye.
you could get 2020 in 2020 and watch 2020.
Whoa!
Do 2020.
Get it?
Wait, what if you watch 2020 after getting 2020 in 2020 after getting 20 points and 20 rebounds in a game?
Oh, yeah.
Which would be a 2020.
20 home runs and 20 stolen bases in a season.
That wow. too. Boy, that opens the door to a lot of people.
Wild.
And 33 steal.
2020 this weekend is about, this Friday is about, is it New Kids on the Block or?
NKTOB?
Yeah, Trudy, don't call him the old name.
Come on. Okay, Boomer.
Okay. K-O-T-B. The guy who molested them?
K-O-T-B.
Right.
Perlman?
Perlman, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a
it's on Lou?
This morning. Yeah, it looks like it is.
Oh, is that why? I saw Lance Bass story.
Yeah, I saw Lance Bass, too, this one.
I love that story. I think it's so... It makes me laugh, because I know it all turned out okay, and sort of what was supposed to happen happened. But when they're on the road and they're playing Europe, and they're really blowing up in Europe, and they're playing to, you know, big crowds, and they're charging, you know, big dollars to see them. And they're just getting basically their per diems. And their travel's covered and all that. And they're like, we're gonna get a big, really take care of it. It's coming up. Well, about 2 years go by, and there's this date announced, and you're going to present you with these big checks. And they're all waiting. They're thinking, God, what am I going to get? Is it going to be $5 million, $10 million? The check's for $10,000.
Oh. And then was there something about they just got the big check? They didn't get an actual check?
Oh, like a publisher's clearinghouse check?
Was it Chris Kirkpatrick? Chris
it was a giant check. I mean, they got giant checks. And yeah, we talked to Chris about that.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, it's so funny. It's so crazy.
Call him after the 2020.
I listened back on that. That was a really good interview with
Chris Kirkpatrick. Oh,
that really was, yeah. You can get your ass kicked.
What's up with Chris? I forgot.
I don't know. Let's call him.
Jake Chapman.
Oh, yeah. Jake hooked us up. Yeah. He's back down in Orlando. He's got a man bun now.
He's probably hanging out with Jake has a man bun?
You remember me telling you this? Yeah. We were texting back and forth. Yeah, that seems about right.
Well, if anybody's going to have one that I know,
he could carry it.
Yeah, he can. I just don't know. Do you want to be able to carry a man bun?
I don't know. You want to call him? Solely to ask him about the man bun?
I'm kind of intrigued about why he went to a man bun. I mean, Jake, I think chicks dig Jake probably no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Jake is the creator of Cameo? What I mean by this is when a few years ago, before Cameo came out, he wanted to get his girlfriend's little sister a present, or maybe it was a cousin of his, but he wanted to give him a present. They were a huge fan of NSYNC, so he called up Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked worse than and he said, hey, can you just record me a quick little video so I can play it to her on her birthday?
The first Cameo was Kirkpatrick?
Well, Chris Kirkpatrick, he was going to get his ass kicked. He actually reached out to the other four members of NSYNC and got each one of them to do one and then presented Jake with five cameos before Cameo even existed.
Wow.
And he was a major hit at the party because obviously, you know.
What year? When was this?
I want to say it was two or three years ago.
Now, because on the TV show Billions, they did something very similar to that. So I don't know if that's
well,
where Jake
that's
got the
why
idea.
Cameo, they were inspirations to Cameo because that's what a lot of these people say. You know, so many people have asked me to do that. Well, now you can do it. I'll do it for everybody.
I'm OG Simpson.
I want to get closer to my audience. Is he on Cameo?
No,
yet?
He should be, though, right?
Isn't he? Oh, God, would people buy cameos from him?
Do you think Cameo would turn him down?
No.
No.
I don't.
Really?
I really don't.
Then why isn't he
doing
think
Cameo. I don't think Cameo wants to do that. They want to just let the marketplace decide. Cameo's not a non-judgmental place.
Do you think people
Cameo
would be,
family is non-judgmental?
They'd be very people would be so upset if he started doing cameos.
Here's today's news.
Although then he'd have to pay the
hey
Goldmans.
Guys, Bo Jackson here, and I'm on Cameo now, and I can't wait to connect with you.
$400, Bo knows.
Bo needs cash.
No,
Bo knows cash.
I mean, I guess doesn't have much to do.
I don't know. Does he need it or does he just want it?
Could be both.
I
that's the freaky part is when you go on Cameo, people go, oh, does he need money or does he want money? Because I think a lot of these people,
that's easy.
It's an important revenue. It becomes an important revenue source.
Hey, was Princess Margaret a lesbian? Someone just texted me. Julie just texted me and asked me. That, out of the blue, just was Princess Margaret a lesbian?
I know she liked dick.
Okay, I'm going to write that.
Not right.
Because she went to Martinique, and she had that 18 years younger guy, and Mystique. She was banging away with him. Mystique, was it?
Yeah.
I do see some rumblings of a lesbian lover, though. So maybe...
That's possible.
She swung both ways.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I know she liked dick. Make that very clear to Julie.
I did. And Jake's texting me back right now, if you want
to. Okay. Luke Nowacki. If you want to look back at your 401k, which apparently I should have been doing a long time ago, I'm taking care of it now, though. Or you want to come up with a financial plan because you're sort of running in sand or, you know, well, we got this, 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 this. And some at the end of the month, even though we both have jobs, we don't have any money. We're not investing any money. We're not saving any money. Well, that's why Luke Nowacki exists. It's what he does. Comes up with a plan for you. It may be
wanted to tell you about an investment opportunity.
It may be a 529. It may be a retirement plan. It may be both. It's never too late. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates, Incorporated, separate owned entities, and/or marketing names, product services, reference here, independent Reliance Associates, Incorporated. Luke, 248-663-4748. Wow. Email him at lnowacki at Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. There was something else about the Weinstein story. I didn't want to spend a long time on it, but I was just reading where Greta Saatchi. Remember Greta Saatchi? She's beautiful. She was in The Player. She was Tim Robbins. No, not she. Yeah, Tim Robbins eventually fell for her. She was kind of the sort of crazy girl. He murdered her husband or her boyfriend.
Really?
You remember the guy Tim Robbins killed in the movie?
I don't think I've seen it.
The Player?
I don't think I've seen it.
Really? Am I the only one here who's seen The Player?
I've never seen The Player, no.
You know, Mike Clark and I.
Is this a like multi-character one? Or am I confusing it with another Tim Robbins vehicle?
It's a very long movie. Tim Robbins is this executive at one of the studios who has kinds of power.
I have seen this. It's been forever, though.
I would rather pack my rectum full of M80s and squat over a flaming hibachi than see this movie.
I thought it was a really good movie. And I know Clark loved it. We used to talk about how much we love that movie. Anyway, Greta Saatchi was the girlfriend of the guy that Robbins killed.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people would know her from that. Well, it doesn't tell you the whole story. And she was in Presumed Innocent. She was in.
I'm looking at her right now. I don't recognize her.
She's beautiful.
Me neither. She was married to Vincent.
Go on Skin and check her out. She also was with Tim Finn of Crowded House and Split Ends, which makes me think she's really cool because I loved Split Ends, and Crowded House was pretty good too.
Is that who you said she was, or who you were going to say she was married to?
Brandon? She was with Tim Finn for 6 years, and she was with Vincent D'Onofrio too.
They were married,
weren't they?
Yeah, for a short period.
And if you go on Skin, you'll see she is hot, and she was like the go-to nude chick if you need some nudity in a movie. And the dialogue wasn't too challenging.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Hall of Fame nudity, according to Skin.
And it is Hall of Fame. She's beautiful. I mean, just gorgeous. Anyway, I'm reading this story about her today because she says that Harvey Weinstein sort of did this to everyone. It wasn't just the people, the names you're hearing. He did it to everyone. And I assume she means her, too. But then she goes on to complain that, I got all these movies, and I got known as the nude chick, and I really had more to offer. And it's like, really? Why were you in 14 movies nude then? Why didn't you just not do nudity?
If she had more to offer, wouldn't we have seen that?
Well, she's done some stuff. You know, I didn't think she's a bad actress or anything, but I hate it when people complain. It's like,
yeah, but the thing you remembered about her was that she did a lot of nude scenes.
Well, I did. I remember Presumed Innocent going, oh my God, who's that chick? And she looks great in The Player, and she's a great-looking girl. And I'm not saying she's not talented. I just hate it when people – it seems like there's a lot of me too. And this is not – you know, for her to say this about Weinstein, that's great. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me a bit. It's just that to sort of suggest that, isn't this awful? I do all these nude scenes and make all this money on these movies. It's like, you did it, though.
Yeah.
You cashed the checks.
People remember. And
they were big movies. I think you did pretty well.
Yeah.
And actually, now she does.
Quit whining.
Stop whining.
Everything's fine. Shut up.
I guess I could have skipped that topic, but just saying. Well, it's certainly not a sports podcast.
Just saying.
This is kind of the big story today. One of the big stories. Impeachment, you know.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. A lot of action there.
What happened?
You didn't see Hunter Biden, is crack being brought up?
Oh, yeah. I saw
Matt Gaetz.
I don't know why. I didn't think it was that big a deal. And I ended up, I was, first I was like, well, yeah, I don't mind them bringing up Hunter Biden.
And he did get very specific about the rental car and the cocaine residue and, you know, the stuff that I'm like, nobody ever talks about this stuff. And it's like, hey, somebody's talking about it. And it wasn't like I was, you know, wasn't hard over it or anything, but I was like, that's okay. And then the next, you know, he goes, Republican, Democrat, Republican, he didn't do anything wrong. This is a witch hunt. Democrat, these are high crimes and misdemeanors. Our democracy can't survive. You know, it's just so silly to me. Anyway, the next guy says, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And then it turns out, which is revealed, you know, when they go to, when they take the break that, well, the guy you're talking about, Hunter Biden, he was arrested for DUI in 2006.
It's pretty well known because he tried to push forth a law in Florida to get mugshots removed from the internet.
Well, I saw his, so.
Yeah, well, it didn't work. Well, how do you know scrub
didn't work out so well?
But that's why he wanted it scrubbed, because people were using it against him when he was running.
Well, he wasn't.
He's a weenie, man.
His father's in politics. It sounded to me like somebody pulled some strings and he wasn't convicted of DUI. It was dropped.
Yeah.
How is that in service to the people trying to get the law that keeps mugshots from being published?
Well, if you have a mugshot.
How are you working on behalf of the people? Yeah, I mean, they're.
Well, it's a Republican. I'm a little suspicious, frankly, especially since he has a mugshot.
Yeah.
But the fact that you know, here you have these Republicans who just can't wait to get this Hunter Biden stuff out. And what's the response? I don't know if you should be talking about substance abuse. It's like, well, you did that, but he did that, and you did that, and he did that, and she did that, and what about him? I mean, honestly, the whole thing is just so dumb. And bringing up Hunter Biden isn't going to change anything either. And I heard someone this morning give this long, eloquent speech about democracy and our democracy being stained. And I'm like, you think our democracy has not been stained before? I mean, in a million different ways. I mean, it really, the speech would have had you believing that we have this beautiful, pristine democracy where the will of the people wins always and no one has any self-interest. And it just, I don't know, I just wasn't really falling for it, I guess.
Those kinds of speeches.
And I'm not saying anybody's innocent or not, or innocent or guilty or impeachable or should be impeached or shouldn't. I'm just saying, don't act like we have this beautiful democracy and it works so perfectly and someone's come along and stained it.
I think they're trying to be like the from times of yore when people would make stirring speeches and they became historical and we had to learn them in history.
They were a little more believable,
Patrick Henry.
50 years ago or 200 years ago. Although there was probably, actually, the more you read about it, you find there was really bullshit going on back
totally
then, too.
Bullshit happening.
There were horrible lies about people who were campaigning for office that were thrown against them. And
yeah, just watch Hamilton.
Yeah, they didn't have ads on TV then, but they were just as bad.
Print, yeah.
And if you look at the history of
handbills,
nasty television ads and Truth in Advertising, it's like, oh my God, it's horrible.
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson had some of the most vicious fights, and we're friends.
It's political bullshit.
Well, I think they do all walk away smiling at the end of the day, which is even more disgusting. Yeah, they used to. So today there were there was a little bit of news. There wasn't a ton, but I was interested in the story about the 10 NFL players who were arrested for defrauding the league's health care benefits fund. And what they're doing is just what a lot of people do. They were submitting fake invoices and getting reimbursed. It was a lot of money.
Yeah, for medical equipment that was never delivered either or never used, including hyperbaric oxygen chambers.
You could do that?
I guess you can, if you really get it. Yeah, there we are.
This is close. Live from my... Well, he never got the oxygen chamber, though.
No, he didn't. And anyway, Clinton Portis was the big name because he made so much money. He had the biggest contract a running back had ever received when he got 8 years, $50 million or something.
He's a Pro Bowl player, too.
Yeah, he had... He gained almost 10,000 yards. He's a great, great player. So, Clinton Portis, seems to me, I remember, was he in financial trouble? When did you just read about how he had no money? He made $45 million in the NFL. And how many stories like this do we have to hear? Can't the NFL do a little better with their players?
His current net worth is negative $5 million.
What do you want the NFL to do?
No one, you know, it's, well, it's funny that you say that, because when I just thought that when they came in, like, well, it's their money, so they can do
whatever.
Exactly. But wouldn't you think there'd be somebody or some committee that would sit down and say, look, here's what you got to do.
They do.
Don't do it. But they see the other guys wearing $350,000 watches, and they all have to wear, you know, they all have to have all this jewelry, all these fancy cars. And it's just moronic. It's like, you're not...
I wanted to tell you about an investment opportunity.
The average career is less than 4 years. The money doesn't keep coming. And
they have those rookie symposiums where they tell them all of this.
Can't the veteran players do a better job helping these guys? I mean, it's just fucking mind-blowing.
Remember on Hard Knocks, the guy was giving all those economic lessons. Like, if you put $10,000 away for 7 years, do you remember that?
Yes.
In the team meeting? You can only do so much stuff. You can only tell somebody so many things. They're either going to do it or not going to do it.
Have you seen the numbers on NBA and NFL players who are bankrupt within 2 years of the end of their
career? Yeah, but it's not the league.
It's mind-boggling.
It's not the league's fault. It's not the league's fault, but their own. It's not their friends' fault for being leeches, even though they're bigger assholes. It's their fault.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with...
put that shit in my motherfucking savings account.
A lot of it has to do with being 20 years old and having so much money thrown at you.
Yeah, never having money before.
Yeah, and you know, you see it with some of these YouTube assholes, too.
Maybe if they start paying them in college. Players will get, when they start paying players, they'll probably go broke before they make it to the pros.
They'll be making down payments on Rolls Royces so they can drive Rolls Royces around
their
campus.
Money. Their money.
So Clint Portis, oh my God, I had to read about it. I'm like, okay, how did he lose his money again? I kind of forgot. And then you see that, oh, he had two financial advisors? Not one, but two.
Yeah.
Do you really need two financial advisors?
Yeah, to make sure the other one's doing the right thing.
Or to make sure that if one says no, the other one will say yes.
Exactly. Great point, Trudy.
First thing we'll do is take that money and invest in a Colorado tax-free municipal bond fund and then give the dividend to my buddy at Goldman Sachs, who'll give it to his buddy at J.P. Morgan, who has a LIBOR-adjusted cross-currency obligation, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Well, let me get into this in just a minute, because I got to do something first.
Okay.
I really need to do something, and it's not that. I need to get a Kleenex.
No, that's a 10 flusher.
Do you get the sniffles when you come down here? Is there some reason I get?
I don't know. We're under the thing that there's carbon monoxide leak because we're all tired.
So we have a limited
we're all
time.
Just die. If the show just goes to dead air, you'll know that we all died of carbon monoxide.
Yeah, but it won't be posted either.
Dead air.
If anybody comes and finds us dead, post that show first. It'll be huge.
Right.
Sorry, you died.
And then the cover photo can be us dead.
Yeah, that's fine. I totally consent to using a picture of my dead body. As long as it's clothed. Dead
at the age of who the fuck cares.
Just keep me clothed.
No, that would be the indignity.
Wiener poking out.
Ah, you ain't dead.
Some people are saying that the holidays are a time for caring, sharing, giving gifts to the ones we love. But our friends and original studio sponsors at SOT, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Deals, and Nadee.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. For example, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. Or if it's Jeeps you crave, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee limited all-wheel drive for just $189 a month. Finally, if you're like our listener, Alan, and you want to roll in the back daddy of Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee for as low as $255 a month. So celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code necessary.
Everybody pay attention to the read. Nothing.
Only at SOT Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
It's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils.
And it's Jingle Bells time for boobs. At Dr. Roche.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once.
Dr. Gregory Roche has a lot of special offers for over the Christmas break. Because
like what?
You're going to get a lot of time, so if you have any soul redness or bruising or anything like that, you know,
fix it.
Be able to
get it all better in time to go back to work with a fresh complexion. And they have a number of specials, including the Breast Wishes Special. $3,500 for saline breast implants.
Show back to work with a huge rack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big kitties.
And just wait until somebody...
You'll be talking to the office.
Wait until somebody mentions it, because they won't say anything to you.
No, no.
Boobs! Just say you got new sweaters.
Something looks different.
Santa surgery specials, too many to list. Come in for your consultation with Dr. Roche to find out more in the Christmas Glow Special. It's broadband light, three treatments of corrective, three treatments of photo revelation for only $1,000. It's usually $2,325. The ho-ho-ho diva special, vaginal therapy. The lowest price of the year, three treatments. It's normally $4,500. Now you can get it for $3,500, and you get a free G-shot. Kimmy was pointing out at Killer's Christmas that I kept saying G-spot. You get a free G-spot, and she was like, as though Dr. Roche were implanting a G-spot.
Oh, well, it's kind of similar.
But he can help enhance it, so it's almost like getting that.
Is it a billion degrees down here? I mean,
it's pretty tropical.
Why is it always a billion degrees down here? What's going on?
I don't know. That new furnace is really good.
It is roaring.
Just turn down the heat a little bit.
I've seen that look before. You getting ready to take a big dump.
So go to DRROCHE.com and look at all the consultation specials. And also you can see some of the results as well of Dr. Roche. And you can call them for a consultation at 248-338-1110. And if they put you on hold, that's me talking.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, then the people want to be on hold.
Yeah.
They can just listen to you.
We have
a situation. I broke the bathroom. We ran out of teepee, so I had to use my shirt. Well, long story short, turns out the pipes are not BFT compatible. FYI.
I've heard he's got diarrhea.
Shh, he's back.
I always wanted to, develop an idea for when you're on hold so that there was some sort of information conveyed during that period instead of that horrible music. And Dr. Roche's office helped me realize that.
Like what's happening?
You don't have to listen to this when you call.
What do you hear?
Listen to me. Describing procedures so you can decide while you're on the phone.
I see. Oh, in other words, if you're having trouble deciding what you want.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I explain them.
I never want boobs, lipo. I never want an appointment.
Right, well, call and ask to be put on hold.
Okay.
They love that.
Clinton Portis. How does this guy blow all his money? This is always I'm endlessly fascinated. Anytime somebody with way too much money loses it all, isn't it fascinating?
I'm going to guess restaurant. Do you have a restaurant?
And he's gone.
You know what? He didn't.
What?
He has a lot of cars.
That's the cornerstone to blowing any investment. How many over under on homes has got to be four? Four and a half.
He had multiple homes. They don't say how many, but he bought one for his mom, an 8,000 square foot. Does his mom really need an 8,000 square foot home?
Yeah, she has lots of space to stretch.
I mean, I love his mom. She sounds like she's just the sweetest mom ever. I mean, he adored her.
Yeah.
But 8,000 square feet? And by the way, when all this went down and he was so depressed, he wanted to kill his financial advisor. He said that. He said, I really wanted to shoot them because they served no time, of course. After ripping him off and ripping off Terrell Owens, and they were NFL-approved financial advisors. And Javon Kearse broke because they represented him too?
The perfect human? He better not be.
I'm assuming he's not broke because I've never heard of Javon Kearse being broke. But I just thought, wow, how did he escape those financial advisors?
I guess you just answered your question. There's something the NFL could do better is maybe find better financial advisors for them.
Make
sure they're all vetted better than this.
So, yeah, he owned multiple homes, and somebody who also was a big spender said, oh, man, I'm nowhere near Clinton Portis. I guess he was known for being just a ridiculous spender. Multiple cars at each home, stripper poles in every house, exotic tanks full of exotic fish.
Nice.
Very expensive.
Cool.
And then they said he had racks of the most expensive suits at all these homes, too. Then the 8,000-square-foot home for Mom, and Mom needed to have a Jaguar, too. So he's got all these cars, Jaguar for Mom. Then he has to build a custom home for his grandparents. So
how many
he's
square feet.
I didn't say.
Can't the grandparents live with a mom?
Yes.
8,000 square feet. Christ they could sake. Just divide it down the middle.
Yeah.
Grandpa, this isn't grandma. A spending money contest.
So he gets Jeff Rubin as one of his financial advisors. This is unbelievable. He made a $1 million investment in a casino that went bad. It's what? Like, how do you lose on a casino?
Our president did.
Well, there are people who have lost in casino. Greektown Casino is not doing well at all. And I could never figure that out because they always talked about how much money they took in, all three of the casinos here. Then he had power of attorney somehow. I'm sure Portis just signed something. Power of attorney, no big deal. And it turns out he had multiple employees who also had power of attorney. They were all withdrawing money off this one account of his in the amount of $3.1 million. Shoot. Which, what the fuck? Oh. Then his second financial advisor invested him in a Ponzi scheme.
What?
Something on the order of $8 million. I know! What? How can you have two scumbags that big? So, neither got jail time. Let's see, there was more. He talked about he spent a lot of money on women.
Yeah, you know, I was just reading the
SI
article.
Yeah.
And one of the things he said was, where's it at?
Well, he'd go on these exotic overseas trips and take three or four women. Can he tell us how he talks three or four women into going on these overseas trips and just banging away?
He says, I'm Clinton Portis.
I guess you're right.
Would you like to go on an overseas exotic trip with me and other women? And they say, yes, I would.
Because at least they get to go on the trip.
Yeah, and he's Clinton Portis.
There's only one condition. I can ball any or all of you at any time.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
So, anyway, let's see.
Maybe they're trying to prove that they're open-minded.
Yeah, maybe there's a competition. They're hoping to win. Or are they just going an overseas trip? Yeah. I don't have any other options.
Overseas trip, yeah.
What else am I going to go overseas?
Yeah.
All expenses paid.
Sure.
You're probably right. And that's pragmatic of them. Mm-hmm. And they probably figure, hey, how bad a fuck can Clinton Portis be? Superstar running back. He's in great
he's
shape.
He's in shape. He's rich. So, he might be a selfish lover.
Well,
you only have to have him like once a, you know, every other.
Yeah, you're rotating. Seconds. There's four other people.
Until he wants to have all four at one time.
Meanwhile, you're overseas, seeing the world.
So it doesn't count.
So the other part of the story, I mean, there's so many parts of the story that are crazy, but is the fact that when he declares bankruptcy, he not only doesn't have any of his money, he's miles in debt. It's like, how can you be so far in debt? And somehow, you know, for all the things, the $8 million in the Ponzi scheme, the million in the casino, the account that all these people have power of attorney on, and the all the houses and all the clothes and all the cars and all the stripper poles and all this stuff, somehow the child support doesn't get paid.
Oops.
Oh, my gosh.
Oops.
Isn't that crazy? He owes $412,000 in child support.
Wow.
Now, what the fuck? How couldn't you make grandpa and grandma's house a little smaller? Couldn't you give mom a 6,000 square foot house and stay up with your child support? Jesus Christ.
How many kids does he have?
Four.
I'm going to say he had too many things going on in general.
Well, he also had.
How's he going to keep track of all this?
Yeah.
You know, he seemed like a really together guy. I remember seeing, you know, he was a funny guy, a great sense of humor.
Yeah. He was featured
likeable guy.
On Cribs, on MTV Cribs.
Of course he was.
An MTV
his amazing
well,
house.
I don't know if it was MTV Cribs, but I know they've toured his house plenty of times.
I think they toured a couple houses on Cribs.
Yeah.
He owed the IRS $390,000. How do you owe the IRS money?
Because he's got too many things. He's got too many things going on.
He owed MGM Grand $287,000. That's the thing. He did acknowledge that I did gamble too much and I did spend rather recklessly. He owed his mother $500,000. It turns out he had borrowed off her house, which he paid cash for.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Can't she just, you know, he did buy her house. Can't he just,
well,
forgive that
honestly,
loan?
His mom sounded very sweet. She said, you know, I don't need a big house. I don't care. I just want him to be happy. So it wasn't like she really owed him the money.
I just want him to be happy by buying me an 8,000 square foot
and
house.
And a Jaguar.
Okay.
And he owed $170,000 to Borgata. So, you know, on and on and on. So now he's busted for, you know, after all this, he's got 10 concussions. It sounds like his memory is shit.
Yeah.
He said he, you know, he drives off to do something and forgets where he is, where he's going, where he lives.
That's
you know.
Why he has four houses.
Well, that, you know, Trudy, that's a great point. He could always find one of them, you'd think, except they're all over the world.
He'd be lost, and so he'd just buy a house wherever he was.
And I think that I believe the four houses are gone. I think he's now down to a two-bedroom apartment.
There's a great line from the SI article. This is Clinton Portis talking. The biggest regret is trusting people with my money. You shouldn't. Go to a bank.
Well,
what?
Like I said the other day,
you're telling us something everyone knows.
If you just took every fourth check and just stuck it in the bank.
Yeah, then he'd blow when he retires.
I don't, you know, it's
I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
I don't think finance is that hard. It really isn't. I mean, even when you sit down with somebody like Luke or somebody who's helping you to try and hedge against inflation, because that's a problem with a bank, is your money sits in a bank. And it makes 0.1 or 0.2%, you know, two-tenths of a percent, and you could be making, I don't know, 6-7% with some equities and some bonds, maybe some tax-free bonds. And,
it's not as fun.
It's
it's buying a fast car.
Yeah, but then you have a money advisor coming in and say, I'm going to make you 30%
your
money.
It builds. I mean, over time, over 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, I mean, all of a sudden you go, hey, you know, that's a nice lump. And stock market got whacked a couple times, and I'm still doing okay.
To get burned by a Ponzi scheme, come on, that's greed, isn't it?
You know, that's just an asshole investor. And you know,
yeah,
for
but
those
what
guys
is he promising him? And he's promising him those major returns that aren't possible. He bears some of the blame.
And I recall a couple times being asked about investments and going, that's 20% guaranteed. That's just, how do you do that? Yeah. And when it was explained to me, it didn't make any fucking sense. I'm like, I think I'm going to pass on that. And I sort of, you know, you do feel like, whoa, I'm missing this chance, you know, this lucky opportunity. Somebody wants to include me on making 20%.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
I know, that is how they get you. So,
lucky.
I'm not going to get into details, but it turned out I made a good decision. Very good decision.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm talking about?
I think.
Yeah, you probably do.
Yeah, I do.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
It would be gone. Yeah.
So, write it down, Trudy.
I
don't know.
Okay.
Would I know or would I not know?
Yeah, I think you know.
Okay. All right, carry on.
What
What
upsets me about this is that as I read about the money they stole from the healthcare thing, you know, it's direct fraud. It's very simple. It's a very simple crime.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like there's going to be a few years of jail time. You know, maybe 20. Mm-hmm. You won't get 20, but you know, I don't think Clinton Portis has a real bad record. I don't think he's been in trouble. He seems like a good guy, really. So he gets ripped off by his guys, and they go, don't spend 1 minute in jail. And, you know, he steals some money from, and granted, it's a large amount of money, but nothing like what was stolen from him. And it sounds like he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know, these guys, guys, I'm sure, are able to just confuse the shit out of any jury.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody who would seek to make charges.
The sad thing is these 10 guys, they took money from the NFL player health reimbursement account.
Yeah.
Which, hasn't there been the big argument about helping the old players, like the John Mackeys who are sitting there with dementia? And
well, you know what? Clinton Portis, it sounds to me like he actually is eligible for a big lump of money in the concussion settlement, the dementia settlement, whatever it is. And from what I understand, he doesn't want to go through the testing because he doesn't want to be told that, hey, your brain is fucked.
Yeah, well.
And I thought, oh, my God, that is so sad because either it is or it isn't. It sounds like he does have problems. But he doesn't, you know, it's sort of like being told, yeah, your life's over. Here's $500,000. I think he needs some money, to be honest. Should just take it. But I understand where he's coming from.
Here's another part. I don't know who these other players are, McCune and Buckhalter. Correll Buckhalter.
I remember the name.
Does sound familiar. And Robert McCune. They would fabricate supporting documentation for claims, and then those two would allegedly call a telephone number provided by the plan and impersonate other players in order to check the status.
Oh, boy. Oh, shit.
And, good job, guys. Good job. But it's wire fraud and healthcare fraud.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a very simple crime. It's easy to prosecute. So, you know, when it was the Lennon murder day, assassination day, whatever it was, Brandon brought up Dimebag Darrell.
Right on.
And actually got some people who emailed in and said, yeah, I remember that. I'm about Brandon's age. That was a big deal. And, of course, Pantera was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I was playing some music today, and I saw Pantera down below and a couple other bands. And look at the Pantera streams. Man, big time.
Shiny and sparkly. and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
And I can't remember the
gone too soon.
Exact number, but I think it was like 300 million in one song, and you know, 70 million. Big stream. Big. In fact, that brings something up. Because I play so much music off YouTube, and a lot of times I am looking, but I wonder if this song is a big streaming song. And I'm going, and I'm looking at Nirvana, and I'm going, why does Nirvana not get more streams?
Where are you
Isn't
looking?
Isn't that kind of weird? On YouTube?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see like Bon Jovi, I'm trying to remember which song, a couple Bon Jovi songs have 500 million streams. Or, like I said, Pantera, System of a Down had some huge streaming songs. And then I go to Nirvana, it's like 6 million, 8 million, 9 million. I don't know, it's just strange.
Well, Smells Like Teen Spirit on Spotify is 663 million.
Well, that's the one.
Dumb As You Are.
But I mean, look at what else has. I mean, does anything else have anything near that in their catalog?
Come As You Are, 405 million. Heart-Shaped Box from the album Heart-Shaped Box, 220 million.
From the Heart-Shaped Box album?
Maybe the fans are habituated to use it on Spotify as opposed to YouTube.
That's what I, yeah.
It could be, but hard to YouTube, aggregate all you it. Figure YouTube is going to be an older person probably. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think it's weird that you see someone like them because they're not. I mean, they're not new, but they're not that old.
Right.
I mean, to see classic rock bands from way back have more streams than Nirvana seems odd.
You can always hear that on the radio.
Yeah, you're right. But Nirvana gets play.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm looking at Pearl Jam's just for comparison.
Yeah.
They have less streams than Nirvana.
Well, Pearl Jam's another one that I look at and I go, wait, why isn't that song streamed more? I mean, there's some songs that you go, what? There's other songs that have 500 million streams, and you go, holy shit, really? But, you know, when something shows up, sometimes it shows up in a movie or TV show.
Yeah, that inspires it. But how long have they been on, I mean, has their music been licensed on any of those platforms?
Nirvana?
Could that be part of it?
It could be, because Courtney Love is a real obstinate biatch.
Oh, yeah.
So it could be.
Did you guys hear Vicky Cornell is fighting with the rest of Soundgarden? Against
that sounds like a really weird.
Yeah, she says they're withholding royalties that were meant to come to her, and she's trying to, or they say she's withholding seven songs that Chris put together before his death.
But I thought she provided songs to them.
She did, but then in some way she's trying to block them from issuing it.
Well, I think
because
now
of these royalties, so there's a big squabble over it, and
she's always nice.
Well,
it's supposed to hold up that.
I hate to say this, but.
Last material.
From Vicky Cornell, it seems like it's not been smooth sailing.
You mean there's since been, the death? Or?
Yeah, there's just she been never, a lot. There's been a lot of bumps in the road with her and with, you know, him. His was it suicide? Was it, you know, she wants
she
to
never
blame
the suicide.
No, and she wants certain people to take blame. And I think she has a couple suits and.
Yeah, against the medical examiner, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to beat up on her. I feel terrible for what happened.
No, but the upshot is we're, you know, like waiting for seven songs that he put together, his last work.
Yeah.
And Chester Bennington has a project, too, that's forthcoming with his band before he was in Linkin Park. So that's going to come out probably this...
Probably sucks!
2020, I don't know.
Would have heard it before.
His kid, though. His kid's doing vocals.
Yeah, boy.
Some of it. And Soundgarden.
Now
Chris
I hope it.
Cornell's,
now I hope it bombs.
Chris Cornell's daughter is doing vocals.
That better bomb too. I know it does seem someone's pushing Chris Cornell's daughter.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even excited.
She should change her name like all the other people, like
you know. Chris Martin's sister.
Exactly. And Corey.
She should change her name.
Corey Spelling.
To, what's Cornell's daughter's name? What's her first name? She should just take the last name Martin. And,
yeah, that's a
Martin,
thought.
Since Chris Martin's sister.
Well, then they could think she's Chris Martin's
exactly.
daughter, though.
But then she'd say, no, I'm not related.
And then Violet Grohl is now going to be a... What? So at some point, all of their brat
kids
they all
just do a band together.
Are there more Brats of Stars who are trying to capitalize on... It seems like it's insane now.
Just do
am
a band
I wrong?
Together.
Has it always been this way?
Yeah. Do a band together so we can ignore you all at once. Instead of ignoring multiple bands. Just one band we can ignore.
Anyway, so the Dimebag Darrell was on my mind, and last night I'm watching Shattered on ID, which is one of ID's better shows, and it was on the Dimebag Darrell shooting.
Oh, how perfect.
How cool is that?
I always like a theme song to that show.
It wasn't
show.
That cool.
No,
it wasn't that cool.
It was cool to him.
But it was, I remember it, and it was absolutely horrible.
I want to say it was like the day after they had played at the Machine Shop, or the day before they were supposed to play at the Machine Shop in Flint. And they were was it Cleveland,
Columbus,
Columbus, yeah.
Columbus. Okay, was it on December 8th?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same day as John Lennon.
Yeah, that's why we were talking.
Oh, he was 8th. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it's within hours, but oh my God. I never heard if the shooter, did that mean something to him? Do we ever hear why the shooter? Because that's one thing ID did not tell me was,
well,
the shooter was schizophrenic and, you know, he was a Pantera fan.
He was.
And I think he blamed Dimebag Darrell for breaking up Pantera.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Yes, and I believe he was former military and he just had some issues and the whole thing is caught on tape and it's awful.
Yeah, you know, you see the guy literally walking on stage with the gun out and bang!
Really? Where's that video at?
It was on the ID. They don't show Daryl going down, but they show him walking out with the gun pointed at that part of the stage, and he literally walks up to him and shoots him in the head.
Wow. What? Whose video was going? Was that that was before cell phone video, right?
Filming the concert.
Yeah, it seemed like someone was filming from the side of the stage. Mm-hmm. And then when the cop comes, and the cop was 2 miles away, and of course, you know, calls just start pouring in. So this guy, who has no partner, and no one else is really close, he has to go there by himself, you know, I got to go in. And he starts running for the entrance, and some people start waving him to the back. And so he says, you know, he asks the guy says, he's right back here and he's holding this guy on stage. No. And they enter from the back. And so he's literally behind the stage. He can see the shooter. The shooter can't see him. And he's holding this guy by the head. And he knows he has to shoot him because the guy eventually is putting the gun at the person's head that he's holding.
Wow.
And he doesn't want to hit the guy he's holding. So he said he shot high because the other person was bent over a little bit. And fortunately, he hit him.
Whoa, wow. Yeah,
he killed him.
Wow. So what club was that? It could have. I was about to
the
say.
The
El Roosevelt.
El Roosevelt.
It could have been me.
That's
it. Could
have
been me.
Have you been there?
Could have been me.
Really?
Have you been? You really?
Yeah, we used to host.
A nice club?
We used to host nights there. Yeah.
Really?
That could have been me.
What was the talent fee?
probably $200.
Really?
Yeah.
Why have talent fees not gone up more over the years? Inflation should be way up by now.
I know. That's one thing.
Total bullshit.
That never works out.
No, it doesn't.
And then if it's a station thing, remember how they used to say, well, it's for the
it's a station thing. It's not, we're not getting anything out of this. Nobody's paying us for these millions of ads that we're running for this event. So anyway.
I don't love it. It's awesome.
Fun fact, both Dimebag Darrell and Vinnie Paul's brother are buried in Kiss caskets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they were huge Kiss fans. Gene personally donated them.
Oh, he didn't make a dime on it?
No.
Oh, that's outrageous.
I was able to write them off, though, as as part.
It's been, for sure.
Part of Dimebag Darrell's charity, I was able to make it so that we were able to write
it's also
that
a
off.
Business thing.
It only cost me about 2/3 of the price. And, of course, I had the manufactured price, not the retail price. So it really wasn't very expensive.
It's the only way to make it a great day below ground.
Yeah, we lost Vinnie Paul last year in June. He died. But not before he, you know, formed another band. He did Hell Yeah with the dude from Mudvayne. And that's a badass band, so...
Well, Damage Plan, people were kind of fired up about Damage Plan when they
Damage
were playing
Plan
that
good.
Night.
Right.
You know, they were up and coming and, you know, coming out of Pantera. Anyway, there was also a security guy who went after
Hell
the shooter
yeah.
and he got shot and killed.
Whoa.
And so they were talking to his mother who, you know, this poor woman, she actually took an overdose of pills and survived. Mm. She was so depressed. She had four kids and they were grown more or less, but she just could not face the world after this happened, but she's recovered now. And the bar owner who said they got more or less boycotted by bands after that. Nobody wanted to play there.
Well, of course.
Why?
Well, the odds of being shot are lower because somebody's been shot there.
I don't know. Maybe it's more likely because they have been shot there.
I would think it's like a plane crash. I mean, if a Southwest plane crashes, I'm on the next Southwest flight.
The guy was
not
crazy. I mean, it could have happened wherever
he
could run into Dimebag Darrell. It's silly.
So the bar owner...
No, I would not play the station ever again if I was a band. Although, I don't know, did it burn down entirely, the station?
Oh, the Great White concert?
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Oh, yeah, that
that's the
that
most
never
messed up
back.
Story, man.
I know, it was so bad.
So sad.
Didn't we see that now they're kind of boycotted You know?
The station?
No, Great White, because weren't there like 15 people at their last concert?
Yeah, the arena football game. Yeah.
So well, that was an especially bad gig. That was a horrible gig.
I paid $200 for that.
That is the worst gig I've ever seen, I think. That actually tops Men Without Hats on Australian TV with the crawl below them.
You think so?
With the weather.
Yeah, because
it was awful.
That's the worst paid appearance.
Yeah, because, they've got the marshals stacked up, and there's like 12 people. No one's even near the stage. It's a contractual thing. People, it wasn't a game of route, and people left early because it was such a bad game. And then it took an hour for them to play. There was some delay or something. Ugh. But they wanted to play because they wanted to get their money.
That's on video, too.
Oh, that one's great. Yeah.
It's so, it's so bad.
There's no way to
it's
group.
Almost like they're warming up.
Join me in welcoming to the stage.
Oh, my God.
Jack Russell's Great White.
Yeah, so the crowd go nuts. Honestly, in the crowd, I can count four people. At least it sounds good.
It's just, it's so grim.
Oh, my God.
Do they ever scan in this video for the crowd? Oh, wait, here we go. Here's one guy coming up in front to rock out.
Yeah, they do shows.
Oh, he's taking a picture.
I mean, I've seen that video of the band.
Oh, this is sad.
That video of the band doing Right Now, that horrible version of Right Now, they have a bigger crowd. You know that YouTube band that's so horrible that does Right Now? The Van Halen song, the Pistons used to play it.
I mean Europe?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Final Countdown.
That band has a much bigger crowd than Great White does.
Oh, yeah, by far. It's bad when you can actually count the members in the crowd. I would say this.
I think I'd rather see this band, actually. How many streams are there for Great White for that?
122,000.
And how many does this terrible band have?
5.3 million.
See? Yeah, boy.
Oh, here's where they scan the crowd. Hang on.
Oh.
I count it up.
I gotta see this.
Come on, turn, camera, turn. Here we go.
Oh, look at him.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, boy.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. We'll say 20 people. Oh, wait. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Oh, my gosh. We're in the 30s. Although, this doesn't really look like their crowd.
No, not at all. It looked like their moms.
31. 30.
Look how angry they look to be there, too.
38 total.
There's a lot of employees there. Security people.
There are people up in the
stands. I think you can let the security people go home.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
Hey, don't forget when you're thinking about bowl games, and boy, there's so many ways to bet over the holidays.
Oh,
everybody's got these pools and these bowl game specialty things. Or you could just go to mybookie.ag, use promo code Drew, or maybe you don't want to take the bonus. Maybe you just want to bet on games over the holidays, or basketball, or hockey, or soccer. Or, let's see, what else do we have? There's so much going on right now.
WNBA? No, that's not. Is that going on now?
I think you can bet on it.
Is it going on right now?
I don't know. I don't know when
their season is. They just had their championship.
That's right.
You're right.
Season's over. But there's just so much. NFL. I got a parlay from Patrick, by the way. Patrick was not happy with Maz's parlay.
Oh, he was shitting all over Maz's parlay.
Patrick.
I didn't like his reasoning, but.
Yeah. Patrick wants Eagles minus 4.5. Broncos plus 9, Chargers plus 3. Those are the quick glance here at work ones I like.
What is it? Eagles pack?
Eagles minus 4.5.
Lock of the week.
Broncos plus 9, Chargers plus 3.
Broncos plus 9?
Against the Chiefs?
Is he moving some points around there?
Well, Broncos have been playing better.
You know, he didn't
Chiefs
like.
Chiefs destroyed them earlier this year by like 20.
Yeah, but the Broncos have a real quarterback now.
Are Patriots and Bengals, is that game in Cincinnati?
I think so.
Well, he was just saying 10 points is a lot on the road, which I agree with him. And also, the Patriots aren't scoring points.
Yeah.
And then you put them on the road,
so now
and
gonna,
10 points is a lot.
Now they're going to head back to the mean and score points.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, you can jump all over it on mybookie.ag. Take Patrick's parlay. Spend $3. Make $3,000. I mean, that's what he seems to do somehow. I mean, he does. I only spent $7 on this parlay, and look what I made. It's like $490 or something. It's crazy. So there's your chance. Let's see what Patrick's made of. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. You can bet on fantasy, too. You can do whatever you want.
UFC.
So many options.
Did you mention UFC? A lot of UFC.
UFC. Bets. Oh, yeah. I know somebody does really well in UFC on MyBookie. And not to mention the many, many prop bets.
Are we calling Jethro?
Oh, we could. Yeah, we haven't even talked why.
Jethro Bodine?
It's the loosest reason to call up.
Oh, because the Beverly Hills house was sold?
Yeah.
Judy was telling me about it before the show, and I go, we got to call Max Beard Jr.
$150 million?
He's been in the house, right?
That's the most expensive piece of real estate in California ever. That's hard to believe, isn't
Jethro
it?
Jethro Bodine. It's more expensive than the Spelling Mansion?
I think that's what they
the
said.
The Playboy Mansion went for a ton, too, didn't it?
But they said it was the most expensive real estate deal in California history.
I'm pretty sure Jethro Bodine, didn't he work in real estate?
I think he was a
wheeler. Oh, yeah, he did do a lot in porn.
I think one of the property managers. The property managers was Berkshire Hathaway, and I was like, wonder if it's Miss Hathaway, but that was just dumb.
Who was a lesbian?
Really? Oh, yeah.
She was in real life.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Not a big surprise.
No.
You want to dial up Jethro Bodine?
Why not?
Remember,
I'd love to hear a cipher on this.
Remember, we tried to call him during the whole Paul Snyder.
Yeah.
He hated Paul Snyder.
He didn't answer the phone.
Sold for the highest price in California history.
Well, I think he's probably doing a lot of interviews about this because he is a big real estate magnate, and he loves to cipher.
He should have bought it for his casino.
Yeah, right?
Put his casino in the backyard.
2808.
Hello?
Hello?
Get back to ASAP.
I never have.
But that doesn't sound like Jethro Bodine.
Huh.
Hello? Is there a beep anywhere in there?
Jethro!
Would that be a missed out, Brandon?
Possibly small-fingered it.
Ew, gross.
Max!
Can they start bringing back long TV themes?
Yeah, you know, they cut them because they make it sound like it takes up too much time.
Yeah, it takes up one ad.
I know it's all about the money.
They're so great, though.
Well, this was a great piece, this little intro piece.
Yeah, explain the whole backstory of the show.
Yeah.
We wonder if some of these shows would do better if they had a memorable theme.
Yeah, like The Good Doctor?
Yeah.
That's a sweet theme.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
I want to have sex with you.
It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Max. It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit, and we had tried to reach you a while back. You must have missed the message or somebody didn't get it to you, but we would love to talk to you about the Beverly Hillbillies home was sold for $150 million. And we just wanted to get a few comments from you. And also, we were watching some highlights of your father, the great Max Baer Sr.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. I was watching that backhand.
Daddy.
That was exciting. So, yeah, so many topics. If you please call us at the 248 number, Max. Have a great day. See ya. Your hospitality.
And that's where I grew up, and that's where I'm going to be.
Did you see the Grammy nominations were out today?
No.
Really?
They were?
Yeah, I think they were. Am I crazy?
What? Well, they're in January, right?
January 26th, I think.
Huh.
I guess they would be.
Well, they're out back in November 20th, but that's okay.
Oh.
Did we talk about them?
Yeah.
The Grammys? Okay, I'm getting the Grammys confused with the AMAs.
I don't remember!
Yeah, the AMAs just happened. Okay, so we kicked all this around.
Yeah.
It's funny. I thought, this looks kind of familiar. I don't know why it popped up on my phone today.
Hmm.
Nothing was announced today?
Lizzo was named Entertainer of the Year.
What was the upshot of the Grammys when it was announced? I'm starting to sound like turning into Clinton Portis.
That we didn't know
did
any of
did she have 8 nominations, Lizzo?
She did have a bunch.
Yeah, she's got 8.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish had a bunch.
Ariana Grande, Nas X, Taylor Swift, Beyonce.
We mentioned Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all did look a little familiar.
Old Town Road.
I agree.
There was one other rock note of interest. There was a rumor that Maybe. Is it possible? Oh, yeah. Talking Heads reuniting? They have a new Instagram page for the band.
Well, it's Instagram official then.
And I guess it was sort of focused on the 40th anniversary of Remain in Light, which is a great Talking Heads record. Now, you know, it could be just that the Talking Heads are doing a little more marketing, or they're getting up with the times. I don't know. It's a little late for an Instagram page.
What's the big song from that album? I don't know that album at all.
Let me look.
I'm looking at it. Born Under Punches, Cross-Eyed and Painless, The Great Curve. Oh, here it is. This is the big one. Sorry. Duh.
Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah.
Is Life During Wartime on this?
No. Boom, boom. I like this version, though. Hang on.
I actually like all their records. Oh, what a great video this was.
Oh, it really was.
Anyway, I heard some people talking. It was on a radio show, actually, about...
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you know, you may say to yourself, well, how did I get here?
Not bad. Anyway, they were talking about on the show the bands that you would most like to reunite, and they never mentioned Talking Heads. And I was like, isn't that one of the biggest ones that could possibly happen?
Well, Brandon and I were always hoping for Rage, and Rage is finally reuniting. I mean, that's big. Rage is pretty big.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. Big.
What bands did they want to reunite?
I was trying to remember, honestly, and...
Oasis.
Yeah, Oasis is always mentioned. They actually went through about 10 or 15 bands. I don't know if they were reading an article on it or something, but there's quite a few that haven't or haven't lately. I think they were talking about Motley Crue, but this was a couple months ago. Hmm. But I thought, how could you miss Talking Heads? That's a huge band. And it seems to me there's still a lot of interest. And I don't, you know, it's funny. I wonder if they're a big streaming band. I bet you they are because they had all those MTV videos. I would think Talking Heads would translate well, even as an older band.
Sure, yeah.
Some David much Byrne better than others.
Very
Psycho Killer gets a lot of play. 127 million.
Yes, I say.
Oh, great. What a bass line. Tina Weymouth. Nailed it!
So good that Selena Gomez used it.
Oh, God.
So you want to hear that, right? Don't you?
This is the real version.
Tina Weymouth and Jerry Harrison were a couple, weren't they?
Oh.
Are they a couple?
Yeah.
And they were this Tom Tom Club, those two? Because Tom Tom Club had a hit. It did a big hit.
And I miss...
To the facts.
I miss being able to get Spin magazine, you know, like...
I know. God, Spin
prescription.
Was great.
Because you can still get it online, but it doesn't seem like it's the same thing.
I know, it is odd.
I was walking down the street the other day.
Oh, no.
This is Gomez's version. But
then I set it up, Gomez. Oh, wait,
that's how good of a bass line it is.
It is a great bass line. You know, I was wondering, where would music today be without the samples? How big a factor are the samples in even...
Big, because everything's been done.
Yeah, almost everything these days, which but you have to know they're going to run into a wall where they have to either sample the same song again, or
they're going to
have
to.
Well, there are people
who say it's a
seem
sample.
To be able to write new songs.
Or they're going to have to say it's a sample because they'll get sued.
For example, we just played that big song, the big hit by Juice WRLD.
Oh yeah.
And a bunch of people on the Boner line said, "Hey, that's just a Sting song." You know,
he does get writing credit for it. Sting.
Yeah.
Sting.
Yeah, I bumped into that, what's the P. Diddy? Oh, Missing You. It's that whole police song, Every Breath You Take, which, God, that's a great song. I know it was played
it's great
to
wedding
death.
Song.
Yeah. It's a good couples dance song.
I was listening to the Sting. Yeah, right. You know, Sting did the Taylor Swift thing where he redid all his big hits.
Yeah, to increase the bass.
And we played them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems that the bass is louder. But I like his new version. I mean, I like his old versions too. But there's just a subtle difference in a couple of the songs that I was really kind of digging.
Oh, Sting's getting the Rainforest thing back together again.
Is he?
Yeah.
What? Is he working with Thunberg?
After DiCaprio burned it all down?
Yeah, I don't think DiCaprio's invited because of that. But let me see who is, actually, because the Stinger hadn't had that in quite a while.
And speaking of marriages and great relationships, did you see the Peloton wife was on the Today Show today?
You know, I wanted to throw up. I'm like, how long can this go on?
Well, she doesn't.
How dumb is this?
She says something about, like, I don't know why this is still going on. It's because you're doing an interview.
But the Today Show was making such a big deal about how, oh, my God, we tried so hard to get her, and she keeps turning us down. Like, she's just the hottest interview in the world. And she's really pretty.
Really?
She's
she
gorgeous.
Hasn't done anything. Do you think Ryan Reynolds has nailed her yet?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, my God,
so
no.
Stupid. Oh, that's the new ad for Ryan Reynolds' gin, which is that's all it is now, is a big ad for his gin.
You look great, by the way.
This is an ad for his stupid gin.
Here exclusively, Monica Ruiz. Monica, good morning. First of all, I'll tell you what I love about you right now. You watched that whole piece, and you were laughing. You were just like, you are just
like
a moment in your life.
I know. It's just, it's crazy. I think that it's just like to see my face everywhere this much and to have everyone continuing to talk about it. I'm like.
All right, let's break it down for a second. So this ad comes out. It's
so why doing an interview?
Nobody says a word.
Yeah, just my friends and family are reaching out like, oh, I saw your commercial.
Yeah,
so cool.
And then what happened from your perspective?
Last week, I started getting all of these messages from friends and family, and it was just like links and screenshots of everyone's really upset. And I'm like, about what? And I'm starting to read some of it. And
about what?
Some of it was really negative, so I'm like, okay, I can't read anymore.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped reading it, thinking it's going to blow over.
Isn't it weird how many people watch that ad and go, what's wrong with that ad again? I mean, honestly. Did you watch it? Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't understand.
Did you see it before this happened?
Yeah.
Did you go, oh, my God?
No.
Because I did see the one guy on TMZ said, as soon as I saw it, I was so upset.
When I saw it, I was, why is she filming herself? Why is she selfieing herself?
Well, I'm assuming, first of all, this whole idea that she's being body shamed, she looked great. How do we know she didn't want this?
She's...
I mean, he surprised
her.
It was rail thin.
She seemed delighted by it.
What's to be body shamed for?
If people are mad at the actor because he didn't turn it down, they should be happy for her, maybe? I don't know how it works.
I think this is just another
like my body.
Fake outrage to make sure Peloton gets mentioned.
I got
to
tell you, these things that become things, some of them are, I just,
you know what?
Kind of worn out on them. And I said,
you know what it is, though? It's like a 30-second ad, and it's people developing this whole story behind it.
Right.
Which is kind of fun. I mean, Bentley and I did that with a still photo of a stock photo of a guy the other day, just in text. Develop a whole. It's kind of fun, but I don't know why people would develop it to the point of outrage.
Really, you guys came up with something?
Something else, but yeah, not for that. For a different thing.
Oh wow!
I'm trying to find this email. This
it's a long story, Trudy. It probably doesn't make sense. Mm. But it's fun to like make up a backstory for something stupid like that. But I don't know why you would go to the weird backstory of where she's being abused.
Yeah,
it says something about them.
It's seriously. I mean, I can't believe it's on the Today Show.
What a story, Mark.
Thanks. I should have shut up. I recuse myself.
There is nothing to that whole thing. She even doesn't really sound like there's no substance to what she's even responding to.
I know. I don't know how they made it a new interview.
Damn it. I'm trying to find this email this guy sent.
Hey, while you are, the most repugnant thing that has ever happened in music this year has happened now.
What?
Dennis Young is going to make a new album.
All right.
Oh, my God.
For who? For himself?
With Julian Lennon.
Dennis DeYoung and Julian Lennon?
Yeah. He's written him at the sound of John Lennon running through his mind, and so he wrote a song about that. I don't believe that
cool.
story,
is it
by
out
the way.
Yet?
No. No, and I never, ever want to hear it. So.
Oh, you're going to hear it.
No.
We're going to make sure you hear it.
No. It's going to release it in April. I will strike.
Oh, I did bump into one of
you. Go deaf
before
new
that. Album. All right.
This wasn't the email that I was looking
Dennis
for.
Dennis DeYoung.
No one wants to hear from Dennis DeYoung.
No one.
Julian Lennon does.
He was over with Roboto. Roboto, his his concept. He wanted a to be on Broadway. It was a concept record.
So bad.
I can't believe that song got airplay.
This press release is really funny about it.
Now, that lady song, that's the subject that should be the Peloton commercial. The lady thing, how patronizing that is. Yeah, that.
Listen, have you ever heard of Jim Peterik?
Peterik, yeah, from Peterik. Survivor.
Okay, fellow Chicago and nearby neighbor of Dennis DeYoung. DeYoung says, if not for Jim, what is it?
Peterik.
Without his encouragement, talent, and prodding, I would not have recorded this music. He once told me that the world needed my music.
Ah! Shut up, Peterik.
This is everything everyone hates about Dennis DeYoung. His ego, his horrible music.
To which I replied, have the world text me for verification.
Yeah, right. What a dick. Totally made that all
the collaboration with Julian Lennon came about when DeYoung wrote a verse, of course. Okay, that you said that, Trudy. But then he says, the moment we sang together in the studio, it felt magical.
Ah.
I wrote the song specifically for our two voices.
Oh, shut up.
God, he's awful.
Charles had sent an email about, and this isn't the one I was looking for, but he said, I have one issue with the penis on the roof that Ashley Gash put on her roof. Why did she not save a few lights to draw a few drops at the end? Everyone knows that when you draw a penis, it's mandatory to add a few drops.
Didn't we mention that in the interview?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, you mentioned hair and veins, no drops.
Yeah, that
too.
No, we mentioned
drops. Snowballs, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But the other guy... Where is this email? It's about, I had mentioned that I wished that we could take 1 week and not do any stories about race. Just leave the topic alone. And he was saying that he's kind of a snowflake and he's worn out on these endless stories of outrage. And personally, my fear is that it gets boring to hear about them. It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over. But then, honestly, you go through the way the table is set in terms of, whether it's the networks or the big sites or the Washington Post, New York Times, and you're inundated with these stories. And honestly, you really have to kind of dive deep to get the fuck away from them because they just, it just seems like, I guess it's just, is it the clickbait? But why do people click it? Why are they endlessly clicked?
Well, I don't know. We all need to get tired of it. Stop.
But if you do poke around, you find there are other topics like the Pornhub searches, which we got into a little bit yesterday, and the 42 billion visits to Pornhub this year. And I know you mentioned, was Alien, that's number two search?
No, I don't know what they meant by that.
I'm not sure either. Amateur's number one.
Well, go to the next one on the list, because the next one.
Point of View?
The next list down is actually the most searched, because I think Japanese was number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Japanese
Pornhub.
Was did very well.
Whoa, free porn!
I feel like Japanese is always at the top.
Yeah, it does pretty well, doesn't it? Let's see, Pornhub top gaining
Japanese?
The top gaining categories kind of tells you what's trending in porn. Amateur, way up. Verified couples, which is also amateur, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
Tattooed women,
yeah,
really. Nice. Popular with women, in other words, women watching porn, hot. Romantic? What?
Really? In out three times.
Japanese, once again. Solo female. What's hentai mean?
That's cartoon.
Oh, cartoon.
Animated.
Really? Mm-hmm.
That was the second most searched.
Anal at number 9. And
anal, always strong.
Mature at 22? What's mature mean?
Oh, like old bags with old bag titties.
You mean like MILFs?
Yeah.
Not MILFs. Isn't it older than that?
I don't know.
Is mature.
Now, the biggest gaining search was BBC. That's up 11 spots. Public is up 8 spots. Let's see. What's the biggest loser?
Public sex is always gets a lot of mention.
Teen is the biggest
Somebody
loser.
Get a dick.
Teen and then Chinese. Probably because of that trade war.
Categories viewed longest. In other words, people spend the most time watching these specific types of things. Mature. Really? Amateur.
It takes them forever to get hard.
And then old, young, as in old guy, young girl, old girl, young guy. Big dick is fourth.
What?
Japanese, Italian, and hand job.
Oh, yeah, that would take forever to watch.
Categories. I laughed out loud when I saw this. Categories viewed the shortest, and other people go, I like this, but for very long. Number one, scissoring. What is cosplay?
Scissor me timbers.
Costume play.
Oh, costume play.
Great furry.
That's number two in the shortest viewed. Redhead. Poor redheads, my God. Muscular men. People really watch muscular men. You're done.
Yeah, themselves.
Yes, sir.
POV, tattooed women, and hentai. Top trending gay categories. One is straight guys.
What?
What's up with that? What, they're being converted in the video?
I guess so,
they suddenly decide they want gay sex?
I'm turning them.
Number two is daddy. Number three is bareback. Number four is black. Number five
daddy.
Is
daddy.
Number five is big dick. And number six is twink. There's a twink gay porn category?
Wow.
Apparently, yeah.
Really?
You could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a lady boy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
I love the term twink. I was like, it was a big term when I was a kid. Like, oh, what a twink. And then for some reason, when we were talking about the Jonas Brothers, I thought, twink rock. I mean, aren't they twink rock?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem perfect?
Yeah.
Totally. Well, now they're trying to be taken seriously, but...
And every now and then I hear from somebody who says, I know a guy who likes the Jonas Brothers. And it's they really are appalled. I mean, they've always been appalled, but.
Yeah.
Did you see the times that people watch porn? What time during the week do you think is the lowest porn viewing moment? Like Monday through Sunday, and what time
I looked
of
the day? At the chart.
I would say Sunday morning.
Sunday, wasn't Sunday the biggest day of the week?
And Sunday then, at 11 p.m., which I assume is everybody after watching Game of Thrones or something. I don't know.
Midnight was the biggest time. 11 p.m. was close behind. But I mean, generally speaking.
Monday at 5 a.m. was the least popular time to watch Pornhub.
Pretty tough time to get fired up.
Why not? You got to start a new week. Perfect time to get fired up.
And the porn stars, Lana Rhodes, Mia Khalifa, Riley Reid was
third. Lana Rhodes, Brandon?
Lana Rhodes.
Can we get a view of it?
You get a whole
see
bio?
See what's so special?
She got big because they took away her Instagram account. Remember, she cried about it?
Oh, that's her?
Mm-hmm.
She's the number one searched?
Wait, which? No, I'm trying to remember which. I remember the girl that cried about it because she has no skills.
Yeah.
But that's not her.
Idiot.
God damn it.
Oh, I remember this idiot.
Oh, my gosh. We dropped the ball on something.
This is a crystal porno alert.
Ooh la la.
There's some porn coming.
Skanky, disgusting porn is coming soon, Crystal.
Hands up, Crystal.
Fucking shoot.
Someone from Instagram, please get back to me about why my account is deleted.
Oh, she's an ugly crier.
Can we see her working?
Can we put her in jail for 3 months and then see what she looks like? Did you hear my theory, Trudy?
Oh,
want a chick really looks like, put her in jail for a couple months?
Yeah, because her hair grows out.
Yeah, and she's no makeup.
Yeah, right.
Did chicks gain weight in jail, too?
Sorry,
that's
Trudy.
Her?
Yeah, that's her.
Well, she looks like she's doing better now.
Yeah, so...
Hey, what happened?
Did chicks eat a lot of comfort food in jail, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's, they to pack very, on pounds. It's very starchy.
I was so psyched to see... The girl that killed, what's his name, Lorenzen, the guy in Memphis.
Lorenzen Wright,
yeah. She had packed on pounds. She looked horrible, and she thought she was so hot. And put her in the can for a couple months, and see ya!
So Lana Rhodes, she, the reason why is after that video of her crying, a lot of people went and they checked out her profile, and they checked her out on Pornhub. Same thing happened a couple years ago when Christy Mack got beat by her boyfriend, God. War Machine. Yeah. She jumped from, like, number 35
That's
to number one.
Weird, man.
And Mia Khalifa's just always up there because she's always in the news doing something, whether it's rooting for a sports team or
or saying
year.
She makes no money off porn.
Exactly.
They have the top relative categories viewed by women when compared to women elsewhere in the U.S., and they break it down by state. Something wrong with the women of Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. Gross.
Why? It begins with a P and ends with an issing.
Uh-oh.
Apparently Michigan women like to search that more
what?
Than any other.
Ah. Yeah.
Now,
really?
It's interesting here. This is Vermont or New Hampshire. I can't tell which one's which, but one is gangbang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
New Hampshire.
You know, I was surprised to see that land in a top 10 anywhere. Like, really, there are people who really want to see that. Huh?
Apparently women in Oklahoma love tattooed women.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Kansas, like feet.
When you watch porn, are there really a lot of women that aren't tattooed?
Oh yeah, you can. I'm sure you can find any kind of person in Pornhub.
Do some searching, bro.
So they want to see people who are like fully tattooed or
well, there's a couple chicks that are out there right now. Some of their names are escaping me. I think Bonnie Rotten is one of them.
Bonnie Rotten. That's her birth name.
Here, I'm going to Google her real quick for you. And she's basically covered head to toe with tattoos. So
this one that was in our studio who was all tatted.
Oh, James? No. Michelle Bombshell McGee.
Yeah, Bombshell McGee.
Do you want to know what the popular categories are by age group?
Sure.
It's going to be Japanese for all of them, isn't it? When does it diverge? Mm. Oh, 65 and plus is the only one that Japanese isn't first. It's mature. Isn't there any... Oh, okay.
Wait, 65 plus want to see mature sex?
Viewed more compared to other ages. So 18 to 24, those would be Zoomers. Really like... SFW? What's that?
Single female white.
Dominant?
Brandon?
W.
SFW is safe for work.
Huh. So,
so they want to watch porn at work. That's great. Yeah, we need to get ready for them in the workplace.
25 to 34.
Let's place for them to watch porn.
Is it NSFW?
Jonah Stillman point that out?
Just SFW.
Okay.
Sado.
That must mean something else. I don't know. Then 25 to 34 is virtual reality porn. Those kids in their tech.
Okay.
35 to 44, my category, ebony.
Yeah.
Then BBW. Then double penetration.
Hot.
What's wrong with us?
DP.
45 to 54, mature, then smoking, then HJs.
Wait, what's two?
Smoking. You know, that's a subset where women are smoking.
Oh, wow. A nice old-fashioned.
Wait, people get off on watching women smoke cigarettes?
While getting banged, I guess, yeah.
Really?
55 to 64 is vintage, mature, and then old/young. That makes sense. And then 65 plus, vintage, HJ, massage. You just want to get a massage.
This is a custom hand job.
It's kind of fascinating, man. They've 40, got so much data from people.
I know. 42 billion visits. Oh, my God. There were a couple local stories. One was about the Eisenhower High School band director. God, how do these people do this in plain view for, I mean, he's been there 18 years. And it sounds to me like he's been hitting on the high school girls for the whole time. And grooming, and, you know, it said that it would start off with real friendly texts and emails, or one or the other. And then it would get more personal, and then he starts to turn the page into too personal, and, you know, eventually he gets around to it. And it sounded like there was one person he had some kind of sexual contact with that was in middle school. Jesus Christ. I mean, not that it isn't all horrible, but they have, I believe, two cases, and they're asking other people to come forward, and it sounds to me like they're expecting, you know, a veritable parade of people.
Jeez.
Since the gates are open.
Wait, how do they not hear about that? For how many years?
18 years.
Somebody had to know.
Kind of creepy looking, too.
I know.
Although when that's the first thing you know about them, it doesn't help their look.
His picture.
I don't know. I just
kind of screams creep.
I'm kind of amazed at how this stuff goes on and on and on. And you know, when it's on a large level like a Larry Nassar, people go, oh, my God, it's terrible. But then when you look at all these micro cases, it's just, I don't think people know what to do, or they don't know what to believe, or they can't believe it, or they're just freaked out. And, you know, in terms of people that are, you know, molested, which, I mean, everything you ever read about this, it just has a horribly detrimental effect on someone when they're of a certain age and they're abused in this way. It's something that's really hard to shake. It stays with you. I mean, you just have issues and issues, and some people many, many more than others. But it's such a shattering thing to a person, and yet I always get so pissed at how little the punishment always seems like it never fits the crime to me. I feel like this is a horrible, this is just an ungodly, miswired person. You know, like all those people when we were watching the I'm trying to remember which story it was. It was the one, the two-part series on one of the cable channels, and it revealed the island up north. That was the pedophile island.
Yeah, the what is it? Something snow. Children of the
Children
snow.
Of the snow. Yeah, it was the four. It was the missing. I think
on Netflix.
Yeah, and there's a couple of those cases that have never been solved, and there were so many suspects, and it seemed that all of them had served time, and they get right out, and they're right back at it.
Right.
And you know, we know this isn't curable, quote unquote. I mean, with the right counseling.
Yeah, but the one guy was very family. His family was extremely influential.
Yeah.
Was that,
oh yeah,
is
yeah,
that the reason
that
why he made?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and they tried to weasel him out every chance they got. He's the one that had the drawing of the screaming kid who was missing on his wall. Oh, I know, it was just horrible, horrible, horrible. But
he seemed like the most likely suspect.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But we do understand. Wait, Duane Sims.
Sims a new twist.
What?
I saw this.
No, what now?
Okay.
Oh, is this the person on Facebook?
Yeah, there's a guy on Facebook who says I'm Duane Sims.
What? Get out of here. You are not. He's trying to get clicks.
End of story. Next story.
Yesterday, December 11th, 1994.
I'll pause for just a second. His mother told I just want to finish my thought on this.
The anniversary.
On the Duane Sims. Oh, my God. Yeah. What a POS. She enters a mall with a kid. Or no, she didn't enter the mall with the kid. Because the thing was, she said, yeah, I was in the mall. And I was like, oh, he's gone. Well, then they find out that, oh, she didn't enter the mall with Duane.
Because they had surveillance of the parking lot,
yeah,
right?
No, they had a surveillance camera, and they there were people that saw her, and they went, no, she was with a kid. And she exited the mall without a kid. So that kid was not taken from Wonderland Mall. We know that. And then, remember she took the lie detector? She ripped it out because they were telling, eh, you're not doing too well. And she just tore it out of the machine. She was so pissed. I was stunned that she was never charged because they've done many cases without a body.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost commonplace now. And plus, she had some convictions previously for welfare fraud and you know, all kinds of
sketchy past.
Yeah, I just was stunned. And she was so arrogant, too. She was, get out of my face. She was just a...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Stux. Anyway, I want to see the end of that. But what I was going to say about the molestation victims is that they used to get criticized so much for not behaving properly. Well, you stayed friends with him, or you went back to him, or you said you liked him, or you know, and it's this really strange behavior pattern. And now I think we know better that yes, this you know this sort of situation can lead to some you know just a myriad of behaviors. But for some reason, it's always expected that the people who, you know, suspect it or whatever, they're supposed to act in a perfectly rational manner and immediately report them, but they don't. And oftentimes the parents don't, because I think they just, it's just such a fucked up thing. I don't think anybody knows what the fuck to do.
But a lot of times there's mandatory reporting jobs and they're trained to notice these things and report them.
If you're a parent... I would think you would be required also. It might not be on paper, but putting something on paper doesn't make it any more normal.
No, but a parent might not recognize it, where some people that are trained might and then should report it, like people in power, people in certain positions, like teachers,
guidance counselors.
Well, you can say that all day long, but they don't.
True.
Oh, clearly.
They don't. They just don't.
And anybody who doubts someone who didn't say anything and kept it a secret, I can't believe they could still... think that's the victim's fault because they kept it a secret because you expose yourself again. You like
well, you know, we're just
do you think some people don't report it though to protect an institution or their own job?
Yeah, definitely.
It probably happens, but I would imagine a lot of times the people just don't really know what to do, or they don't know if it's true, or they don't know who to believe. I mean, if parents don't report it, because there are kids who tell their parents someone's molesting them, and they don't believe them. They don't. In fact, a lot of the national
victims, parents and their kids are full of shit.
Well, it just, you know, you would think that
or
they would.
Or if anybody doesn't want to believe it, it's a parent.
You would think that they would, you know, they would do something. If anybody's going to do something, if anybody should, if the ultimate protector of a child is not an administrator at a school, it's their parent. If their parent's told, you would expect them to act in a perfectly rational way, but they don't. Oh, and I think this crime is just so twisted and screwed up, and I don't know. I just think it befuddles people. And, you know, there's certain things that people should do, whether parents or whether in any other position, but they don't. And I'm not sure why they're always expected to do the right thing when we accept the confusion of the victim, but we never accept the sort of the range of behavior of the other people.
So how many do you think were victimized in, I mean, how many are alleged to have been victimized by this band director?
Well, they said they only have two cases, but it sounds to me like they believe there's many cases. And, you know,
each one of those persons has like a whole.
I don't think they know anything in terms of, you know, whether the school knew or should have known, or, I mean, they haven't even gotten there yet, but it's really just about piling up the numbers for right now. Anyway, it doesn't sound like they have any doubt whatsoever that this guy has been creeping out for years. So Dewan Sims, you know, for those of you who weren't here, because this is an old case. This is a 25-year-old case. Wow, it's 25 years this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said she lost him. Dewana Sims. Yeah, Dewana. Names her kid Dewan. What does that tell you?
She likes her name.
And Dewan was 4 years old, and she said, I took him to the Woodland Mall, and he disappeared. Someone took him. And so there was this horrible search, an incredible search, and every last resource used to find Dewan. And then it turns out that, oh, he wasn't at the mall with her. And, you know, she kept the bullshit up the best she could, but she never acknowledged anything, never even acknowledged that she went into the mall without him. I don't believe.
She was straining to do some explaining.
She was straining, and she never explained anything. And for some reason, I wonder where Dewana Sims is right now. Maybe they'll tell us in the story.
Huh. We lost him in a crowd of people at Wonderland Mall in Livonia.
Except she
didn't.
He
was four at the time. He would be 29 years old today. Local 4's Larry Spruill is live tonight with this new claim and how police are handling it, Larry.
Well, Kimberly and Devin, I talked with Livonia police tonight, and they tell me a man did walk inside the police station claiming to be Dewan Sims. They also gave him his DNA to see if he's that missing person.
Well, I think we're always shocked. Absolutely.
Captain Ron Tagg with Livonia police has been on this case from the beginning when Dewan Sims went missing back in 1994. A local man we are not identifying claims he's that little boy.
He came in a couple days ago.
It all started December 11th, 1994, inside the Wonderland Mall in Livonia.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Dewan's mother, Dewana Jackson, told the police the then 4-year-old boy simply disappeared. Captain Tagg was assigned to the case and has always had his doubts about that theory.
I was here at the department, and we looked at all the videos, we checked everything, and we never saw Dewan with Mrs. Sims.
Now, more than two decades later, a man walked into the police station saying he might be Sims. Police say they first heard about it after the man posted his belief about his identity on Facebook and concerns about what his parents told him about his childhood. But at the police station, he asked police to keep this a secret.
And I guess what's odd is that he claimed that he didn't want any of this information out in the media. And from what I understand, he has put this out on social media.
Police took his DNA and are working to learn if he's a match to Dewan's family. Sources tell us this would be standard procedure in any high-profile case.
We were going to reach out, obviously, to the family and provide his information and see if they wanted to contact him.
In North Carolina.
And sources tell us that that man claiming to be Sims did reach out to the mother on Facebook, but she did block him. Meanwhile, police tell us that they are taking this case seriously as they would with every high-profile case. We're live tonight. Larry Spruill, Local 4.
Why would she block him?
What now?
Because she knows that he's not around.
Well, Devin, they are still waiting for the results of that DNA case.
Where's Dewan?
She knows what really happened?
North Carolina. Yeah. Did you hear Hank sneak it in from a previous
story? Doing what?
Hanging out.
Blocking.
That says so much.
Fake Dewan.
When a guy goes, I think I'm Dewan Sims, Mom. I think you're my mother. And a block.
Blocks,
no
yeah,
way. Because, it ain't you.
Because she knows he's not around anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Such a tell. Yeah. Here he is, by the way. I'm not going to say his name, but this is the individual who is saying that.
Can we expand the face a little bit?
Do we know what Dewan Sims' dad looked like when he went missing?
I don't remember hearing anything about his dad.
He doesn't. Did anybody ask him on Facebook whether he remembers being at Wonderland Mall? He was four.
I heard that he came out of the bathroom and went right to the police station.
He was was four. He would have remembered, wouldn't he?
He'd remember his mom, I would think. Can you scroll as far down on Facebook? Like, how long has this guy been on Facebook?
I'll scroll, but Facebook is... Let's see. I can tell you when he joined.
When did he say
Let's see when he's, what he's posting. Maybe we can see him when he's younger. He'd look more like
he went to went to a local university.
Yeah, no, he's been local.
Oh, so he was just fine wherever he ended up.
I think the underlying feeling was that she had... I think there was a feeling that maybe she sold him.
Yeah.
Because she had, you know, been involved in this kind of fraud before. In terms of saying she had a certain number of kids she didn't have or something to that effect.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I Benefits. Think she had a friend who had done the same thing. And she had lived in Florida, and she was making some bogus claims down there.
And why claim that he's missing?
I don't know.
If you would sell a kid, you would just pretend like...
Well, but if you sold him, then he's suddenly missing. I mean, somebody's going to go, hey, where's that kid you used to have? Those four.
He's with his dad.
Went to the mall with him.
No, he's with his dad. Who's going to say that that's going to go to the police? I mean, how did her friend do it?
I can't find the bottom of this thing. I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and we're only like 3 days behind.
Whoa, I post every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, he's making up for lost time.
Cut it out, Dwan.
Oh, man.
What kind of stuff does he post?
A lot of memes.
A lot of memes. Tons of memes, yeah.
God. I don't think this kid would have posted this much shit.
Look at this is all within the last week. Look at,
are you?
Wow!
Look at, I'm not even close to being halfway done.
Got a lot of friends too.
I can't find anything on Dwana Sims.
Maybe she changed her name.
Jackson.
Yeah, that's her. Her last
name. Oh, Dwana Jackson.
He just posted on.
Is that her new husband's name?
I don't know.
Look what he just posted on Facebook.
What?
I bet not be on Channel 4, dog.
Because he didn't want to be named.
He wasn't named. They didn't name him.
Dwan Sims Jackson?
He put that on Facebook? I better not be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
Well, then, why are you posting it? Anybody can do anything once you post it, Dwan.
Dwana immediately blocked him. No, it's not him. And she knows it's not him. Because
well, then how does she know?
You know what? You know
she
what,
knows
right.
where he went from Wonderland Mall?
I guess, you know what? If she did sell him and maybe he's trying to get a hold of him, maybe she wouldn't want the shame. I don't know.
I think she'd be better off pretending to be interested. Sociopaths never know. If she, and I don't know what she did, she allegedly something is squirrely with Dwan Sims.
She's moved on, okay?
Yeah,
she's just moved on.
Allegedly.
But I always find that sociopaths don't quite know how to do the acting part. You'd think they would because you go, well, the guy Randy Roth who killed two wives, for example, you know, he's got to check on the life insurance the next day.
Yeah, never.
And then
that.
When, you know, when it isn't coming through, he has to be yelling at people on the phone like, you know, here's 3 days after the person's died. And he's all, you know, barking up a storm on the phone about getting the life insurance. Yeah. Just seems like you'd be in mourning and you'd be thinking about other things.
I'm looking at an age progression of Dwan Sims, and he doesn't really look like that guy at all.
Here's Dwana right now.
Oh.
No, that's not Dwana now, is it?
Why wouldn't it be?
She's in her 50s.
Yeah, it doesn't look like her.
Okay.
Maybe she's using a lot of filters.
Yeah, did you see? Well, I mean, they showed
he
the
said he reached out to her on Facebook, and it's the only Dwana Harris on Facebook.
Tried Dwana.
Wait, Dwana
Jackson.
Harris? I thought she was Dwana Jackson.
She was Harris when he went missing. She changed it to Jackson later on.
Oh.
There's a Dwana Harris Jackson.
So this is going to be a 2020 a year from now?
Probably.
Maybe. They've spent so much time in this fucking case.
I know.
Yeah.
She was born in 69. Dwana was. 69.
69.
They tore Wonderland down.
Yeah.
Since then, was it because of that?
No. I mean, it's got to be because it was doing such great brisk business at Wonderland. I was trying to formulate a joke. I couldn't do it. No one went to Wonderland Mall.
Dwana Jackson. True. This is stories a few years old, but Dwana Jackson says the 4-year-old disappeared December 11, 1994. Pre-Christmas visit to a Target. He's questioning whether the boys.
Oh, Target was around back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Target's fairly recent.
Jackson, who now lives in Durham, North Carolina, has two other children, says it hurts when she's questioned whether her son's disappearance. Well, yeah, if you hadn't not taken him to the mall and pretended you did, it wouldn't hurt so much. Now 40, she holds out hope of seeing Dwan alive again. Hopefully, we'll see. Yeah, but then why are you blocking him? Then why'd you block him?
Doesn't sound like you're holding out hope at all.
Jackson was 25, time looking Detroit tall authorities. Dewan disappeared while she was at the crowded Wonderland Mall. The cheery face of the 3-foot-tall 50-pound boy soon popped up in missing posters. Questions quickly arose about the account of Dewan's appearance. Sergeant Shelley Holloway said she's the only officer on the case, still in the Bologna police course. We're very confident Dewan never made it to the Wonderland Mall. Jackson hired a prominent defense lawyer. No charges were ever filed. That's kind of
who was bullshit. The prominent defense lawyer?
I don't know.
Was it Jeffrey?
I don't think so. I don't know. Field more than 1,200 tips. Never one leading the breakthrough. A federal grand jury impaneled to aid the probe also came of empty one on the mall itself is demolished to make way for a new shopping center. Over the years, Jackson's continued to assert innocence. She's been called in to do so again. This time of year is always difficult. So close to that time. We're doing the best we can. It's just not a whole lot to say. Keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers.
Sketchy.
I pray you remember what you did with them. What I'm praying. Total bullshit. Yeah, she failed 2 polygraphs. Okay.
How do they just let her go? How? How do you just let her go?
You know, I don't get
without
it.
Getting an explanation of why the video doesn't show him going into the mall with her. How do you not get an explanation?
His mother failed 2 polygraphs. Bologna police doubted her story from the beginning. Mrs. Harris, now Jackson, claimed that the Susan Smith case and racism contributed to lack of progress in the case. Oh, really? How about you not taking him to the mall and then saying you lost him at the mall, bitch? As well as the fact of being treated as a murder investigation focused on her instead of an outside abduction. Further complicating the process, the fact that Dewan's mother had taken out a life insurance policy on Dewan a few months before his disappearance.
That's
a life insurance policy on a 4-year-old?
Yeah, that's
really?
Right.
Oh, my God. How are we going to get by? What would we do with the loss of income when our 4-year-old dies?
Who would make that?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Policy.
What a crock of shit. Oh, I mean, granted, we'll have a few less expenses because of toys and clothes and stuff, but he's
schooling.
Been bringing in so much income, I don't know how we'll maintain our lifestyle without our 4-year-old.
Yeah, but she wasn't able to actually cash that, was she?
I don't know.
Because he was never legally declared dead.
Probably, yeah, maybe he was.
Was he? They pay
well,
off.
Why are we searching for him?
And if he's the same person who went to college, seems like he was okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just doesn't go to Target anymore.
I wonder if they got the life insurance. I wonder if he was declared dead. I mean, would we know that necessarily?
Somebody does.
I just don't understand.
Well, but she's tried.
You don't get answers. I don't understand.
And her mom bought the policy? What, grandma? How's grandma going to get by without Dewan? What the fuck is that? I got to Google that. I wonder what that policy was worth. Insurance. Life insurance. Somebody's got to be written about it, right?
See, her defense was always, that's not me entering the mall. You're thinking that's somebody else. That's
oh, really?
Not,
like
that,
they never
that's
could
not,
find her?
She just
that's not
dropped
me entering
in there?
It. Yeah, you guys don't have the video of me and Dewan going into the mall.
And we're on to you, Sims.
So I don't know.
It's not a bad angle for her to take there.
And how does she explain the life insurance policy?
I haven't seen anything about that. I can't believe you can't get answers.
You know, we need to ask somebody who is in newspaper at that time if they have any more insight
covered
on this, because there was a lot of background. Who do we know?
Hey, Mitch!
I know Hank's done a lot of stories on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mother claimed people caught in the frame. It was her and her son. Frame was blown up. She said, I don't think it's me. Oh, it was a very detailed podcast on the subject. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I know True Crime Garage did one.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta listen to that.
It's episode 160. Check it out.
True Crime Garage?
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon.
No problem.
What's going on this weekend? Ho-Ho-Hoey. I heard there's just a few tickets left for Ho-Ho-Hoey at the Magic Bag.
Oh.
If you're interested. It's a great Christmas event.
Here's my favorite one off of his album.
It's the holiday season with the Woo-Dee-Doo and Hickory Dog. Don't forget to hang up your sock, cause just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney down. Coming down the chimney down.
Just when I get the song out of my head, too, Brandon. Thanks. Thanks. It's been in my head all day. I don't think there's much going on this weekend at all.
Any shows?
God, I have no idea. I don't think so.
Besides Hoey, that's it.
Yeah.
How many games in a row have the Red Wings lost, by the way?
They're still playing? They made a trade today.
They did? Who'd they trade?
I have no idea. I just saw that they made a trade and went, okay.
Yeah,
great.
And the Tigers picked up Austin Romine.
Yeah.
Ooh!
He's our new Pudge. Let's see.
The most interesting thing about that story is the fight that he and Miggy got into back in the day.
Oh, the Mitch Albom Radiothon. Telethon? Radiothon?
Radiothon.
What is it? Oh, are they going there?
The Red Wings lost 12 straight.
Wow.
Pistons aren't doing so hot either, are they?
I think every single team.
Can we check on the Mitch Albom?
Detroit isn't dead last.
Telethon? Radiothon? Something-thon? Mitch-a-thon?
So you know just how special this is and how this really has become a holiday tradition.
Last year when they went to it, he was yelling at somebody.
Look at the crowd watching. There's more people at the Great White Show. Just saying.
We're going on a full 12
I'm surprised people would watch this. Honestly, that's more than I would expect.
What's the average age of that crowd, by the way?
Many memorable moments that we've experienced out here today.
That'd be a little young for WJR.
Girls are a little skewed.
The angels did.
Well, that's great
live
radio.
Music and plenty of familiar faces from our Local 4 family.
For the kids in the city, it really is amazing.
Along with Metro Detroit celebrities, all on hand for Mitch Albom's Say Detroit Telethon.
Would like to throw an item onto the auction.
Uncle Joey.
To raise money for local charities.
Seriously, he was? What about his NIC gig?
Coming out, he was there with Jay.
The homeless, it shows
really?
That
wait, Uncle
city,
Joey?
Can see that?
Wait, things. Towers was there
Joey
too?
Who?
Rewind that. And great things
can happen. Joey who?
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Oh, he was there? Yeah, I could see that.
Back further. Wait, why was Jay Towers there? Metro Detroit
celebrities. Because he's
trying to
celebrity.
Help.
Celebrity.
I mean, it's a valiant cause.
But he works for another TV station and another radio company.
Well, shows on board the Colossals.
Jay say no to anything. He's too nice. Jay's probably the one person who's there for the kids. Legitimately to help the charity.
Oh, D-Max there for the kids.
Oh, Max there too?
Yeah, right there.
That's Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. Wait a second.
Yes, that's Dave Coulier.
Does he? Is there a D-Mac resemblance? Slight.
D-Mac 20 years ago, or 10 years? Nah, 5 years
if
ago.
You need to have your eyes fixed by D-Mac Dr. 5 Yaldo, years from now. Like
he doesn't dress that lame.
His hair looked like D-Mac's. I don't know.
Brandon, pull up the picture of D-Mac you showed me earlier.
I thought D-Mac would go too.
Well, maybe he was there, but that's not him.
I swear to God, I see it. I don't know. Call me crazy.
You're crazy.
A little. I mean.
Why? Because he's white? And he's a man? I mean, Jay Towers looks more like him. Look at that. That's
there's a no, look at that. There's a vague resemblance.
Okay.
Trudy, come on.
Oh, okay, right there. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I don't see it.
A smidge of it. I mean, I see the hair now.
I was thinking, because D-Mac goes to a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
D-Mac's a good guy.
Okay, Drew.
Dave Coulier is just not top of mind at the moment.
So you're saying Dave Coulier typically doesn't go to stuff like that?
No, he would go.
We all need each other. And by coming out and helping the veterans, the homeless, it shows that as a city, we can do great things. We just got to come together as a community and great things can happen.
Do you have a place in mind or you'll leave that open?
Any place.
The Radiothon has raised nearly $6 million since 2012.
Carmen in a long time.
Oh, my God.
Giving away 43 houses to needy families over the years, including the Moore family, who just got their brand new keys.
Aren't they going to go live? Can you speed ahead?
Yeah. It's very
sorry. I
see the point.
I don't want to get emotional on the show. That's the only reason I want to speed through that.
Oh, I get it.
No, I don't think they're going
live.
Which
interview? Well, I have to give them credit for staying current, staying in the limelight. It's not easy. At his age.
It's a good thing.
Well.
And it has always been my go-to charity.
Is Mitch Albom older than me? I hope. Let's see. I have to check.
It might just be time to go.
I mean, he
can't. 61.
He can get,
weekend.
He's 61. Okay, he's older. I mean, to be able to get on TV, on all the stations, and it's a lot of coverage out of this.
He's got more Twitter followers.
Well, you should.
How many Twitter followers
does
he
have? Tweet?
73,000.
I was going to say, thought he'd have millions.
What's he tweet? I mean, recently it's probably going to be all about his book or this telethon.
It's mostly about the telethon.
You should have a telethon, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
How much interaction does he have in his Twitter? I don't want to have a telethon, by the way.
Three
I'm retiring from
likes.
Public. I'm retiring from public appearances.
One like.
Two likes. One comment. My gosh, I don't even... One comment on this one.
Not a lot of engagement.
Oh, wow. This is... There's like no engagement.
Is this Bot mainly, Central?
It seems like he's really just plugging things, though.
If he's using bots, they're not responding. They're not doing their job.
Yeah, what kind of bots? Come on.
Some lazy-ass bots.
Oh, yeah, but the picture with Dave Coulier. Boom. 11 likes. Probably because... probably because he's tweeted so much today. If you know,
I'm trying to go back
tweeted like 50.
Don't make excuses for Mitch. He has a lousy engagement with his Twitter audience.
I want it to be fair. I'm going to go back before even his book was coming out.
Okay.
He's tweeted probably 50 times today. So when you tweet 50 times in a day, you don't get a ton of engagement.
Well, why not tweet 10 times and get, 13 likes?
Gosh, he retweets his book stuff a lot. Jeez. Wait, here's one. A way to honor giving is living. Giving Tuesday.
Hey, Mitch!
Need is great. Oh, 10 years after the earthquake, Haiti still needs everything. Okay, that's fair.
How many likes?
10. One comment. And it's his own comment.
Okay. I'd like to see more engagement, personally. In charge of the account. But
he is program director.
Did you guys see the 50? I think it was the top 50 movies made in Michigan.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
I know. I'm always
Julie Hines. Way to go! It was interesting.
8 Mile.
It was a list that I didn't think was played out. I liked it.
No, it wasn't played out at all. Mm-mm. I was expecting to see more movies from the period when we had the movie credits.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Gran
Torino. Here's another tweet from Mitch. The new Sports Reporters episode is up.
How many likes?
6.
I think we get more when we have a new episode.
Well, let's see. Honestly? The people that posted it, the news for it, they got 2 likes.
Okay.
And 1 retweet from
there's some engagement.
No comments on either of them.
I like how she says, though, that Beverly Hills Cop, there were only a few scenes actually shot in Detroit.
Well, that seems to be the case with many of these movies.
Yeah, but it brought a lot of hype. Regardless, yeah. So it gets credit.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
Semi-Pro. That was shot in Flint.
Yeah.
Hoffa. Boring. Sparkle. I didn't even remember this movie. Whitney Houston was playing Jordan Sparks' mother. Mm. That was in 2011. That was like at the
Sounds
end
terrible.
Of her life. Detroit, which was about the riots. White Boy Rick. Dreamgirls. Roger and Me. Of course, always count on Michael Moore. Bring Michigan into it. Searching for Sugar Man. Detropia, which was pre-bankruptcy. That was a good movie.
That's a really good movie.
It was very good. It was two females I remember that came in studio and talked about it. I wish I could think of their names because they were really good. Yeah. I mean, that was a great, I thought it was a super movie.
Is this movies that were filmed here? They had to be filmed here?
They're
Detroit
somehow,
Central.
Yeah, Detroit centric.
Detroit or Michigan?
And
Michigan.
Frequently,
some
are Michigan.
Rachel Grady.
What's that?
Heidi Ewing and Rachel Grady.
Yeah, I wonder what they've done since then because I thought they were really good and they were just getting into it. Kevin Orr, by the way, speaking of the bankruptcy, remember he's the emergency manager?
Yeah.
Kevin Orr has never given an interview about what happened here and what he did here. No BS News will have Kevin Orr's first interview Charlie does his show tomorrow.
Huh. That's cool.
I know, that's big stuff. I'm really intrigued to hear that. Detroit Rock City, Paper Lion, which I saw when I was a kid. I kind of want to see that again. George Plimpton went to training camp and pretended to be played quarterback for a couple weeks.
Five-year engagement.
Did you ever see that movie? That's a great movie. Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, yeah.
Well, he doesn't like Ann Arbor.
Right.
He wants to go back to San Francisco.
He works at Zingerman's Deli.
That's right, he does.
And they said that they actually
there's a lot
look
of,
at the movie
I've
and they go, something's,
yelling.
Something's not right about Zingerman's. Well, they recreated the Zingerman's because it was too cramped to shoot in, I guess.
Yeah, that is there's a lot in that store.
Just like they did on the Riff movie that Mike Binder made that I can never remember the name of. They
The Upside of Anger. That was mentioned. That was one of the,
What about The Big Chill? Is that on the list?
No, because they went to Michigan, but they were meeting.
What?
Weren't they meeting in the Northeast somewhere for the reunion thing?
Gross Point Blank, maybe?
Gross Point Blank's on the list.
Well, if the Big Chill's not on there, that's a huge oversight.
American Pie, which they said requested licensing from University of Michigan and MSU, because you remember they were all going to Michigan or Michigan State, and both schools refused. Somewhere in Time, Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. I don't even remember that
boring
movie.
Gross.
But Christopher Reeve was paralyzed, so it's certainly worth mentioning. The Crow with Brandon Lee. Out of Sight with Clooney and J-Lo.
I like that movie.
That's the infamous Ewan Clark.
Is that the movie?
Yeah.
That is the movie. No, that was At First Sight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was with Val Kilmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Different.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not a Michigan movie.
No,
But it did create a little hubbub at the screening.
Clooney J-Lo, that was cool. They did shoot that at the Renson, right?
Yeah, they were shooting in Detroit.
Yeah.
The Virgin Suicides, I forgot that was in Michigan.
Great movie, yeah. Sofia Coppola.
Road to Wellville with Cusack, Anthony Hopkins. I've never seen it. Road to Wellville just sounds like something I'm not going
to like.
It's
about the Kellogg health.
Sounds like a horrible movie. Yeah. Horrible concept. Who greenlighted that? Beverly Hills Cop, Love and Honor with Liam Hemsworth. That's recent. Reindeer Games, Affleck and Charlize. Action Jackson.
Great movie.
30 Minutes or Less was shot in Western Michigan, I guess, all over Western Michigan. Now, that's a Jesse Eisenberg movie. And Danny McBride's in it, Nick Swartzen. I don't think I've seen that. Is that good?
Isn't that loosely based on... Wait, is that loosely based on the Pizza Bomber movie?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, with the...
It sounds like it'd be good.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's fun.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Can you hit the outro, Brandon? Four Brothers with Wahlberg.
Meh.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I didn't like it either.
Meh.
I did not like that movie.
Meh.
Hawk's in it, isn't he? Isn't Stephen Hawk?
Stephen Hawking?
You mean Ethan?
Ethan Hawk.
Stephen Hawking? Stephen Hawking is in a movie?
He could be in a movie.
Really?
Sure he could.
Still.
I believe Mitch Albom is in that movie because Ethan Hawk's reading the Free Press and they said Mitch Albom's mug is visible.
I don't think Ethan Hawk's.
Neat.
Wahlberg, Tyrese Gibson.
Four Brothers?
Yeah.
Hawk's not in it?
No.
Ethan Hawke, what movie did I... Well, it's got to be one of the ones I wrote down. Maybe it's...
Is Transformers on the list?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Assault on Precinct 13 in 2005.
Oh, huge movie.
Yeah, Hawke is not in Four Brothers. Upside of Anger, Narc with Ray Liotta and Jason Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd Jason Patrick go?
Know.
What happened to Jason Patrick? He was such an intense actor!
It was very intense. Brooding.
And he took Julia Roberts away from Kiefer Sutherland right before the wedding. Didn't it? Wasn't that what happened?
Yeah.
Did she disappear with him?
Uh-huh.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
I think he wondered why he did it once he did it. It was exciting when you were marrying him. Life of Crime with Jennifer Aniston, a 2014 movie where she's kidnapped and her husband is Tim Robbins, and apparently he doesn't want to pay the ransom.
Oh, even
I don't never remember hearing about Life of Crime.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Me
anyway.
Neither.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. And go Lions! Woohoo!
Titty farts, dog wiener, pubic mound, titty farts, hut!